much about.
So easy. You gotta put it in perspective.
You two need to design a new PA system, one that can actually transmit a human voice. It needs to be wireless so executives can broadcast from anywhere in the building.
I suppose we could use the 20 terahertz oscillator.
Well, doesn't that burn through flesh?
Not always.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Ah! Woo! Right on, baby! Right on!
Well, I'm going to be responsible, all right, for partying till my nuts catch fire.
Don't forget, say hello to Jay Biondi.
Thank you.
The weekend can be a lot of fun for the family, or it could lead to disaster if you're not careful.
I spent the weekend getting crazy high all weekend. I can't remember.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
You're a homo.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
That's offensive.
Roll another one.
Good job, man.
Just like this one seems to be about to quit.
This is wonderful.
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Nope.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Nope.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
We did it on it.
Nope.
Roll another one.
Donuts taste good.
Just like the other one.
I want to go to there.
This one seems to be about to end.
Hot.
Carl.
I don't have another cent.
Well, I guess Larry King was right. We can't all just get along.
Explicit Jews.
Just pass it around.
Vaginas are beautiful.
Better believe it.
I just pass it on down.
And now.
It's like a girl says she'll make out with you, but then her boyfriend is waiting around the corner with a pee-filled balloon.
Our feature presentation.
Can't tell you how many times that's happened to me.
Oh, that's terrible.
Those pee-filled balloons, man.
Hate that.
Good band.
By the way, I hear they're very good, yeah. Playing the troop. Hey, why not pick up the phone and give us a call if you want some tickets to see the Dodgers, 1-800-520-1067, playing against Colorado on September the 18th. You have very few home games left to enjoy the Los Angeles Dodgers. That's the prize for Kevin Bean's What a Do Nephew. I'm going to try not to oversell this, but this could be your new favorite song of all time, Kevin.
All right. After Bjork?
It's funny you bring that up because I know we were just listening to a little bit of the Bjork song. I told Psycho Mike this morning when I came in, I said, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to overstate it, but I think the song that I'm going to play for you today will make the Bjork Comet song sound like Smells Like Teen Spirit. That's how great
really?
This is. Okay, this is going to really, this is going to redefine music.
Is this a professional artist or just a
yes.
Private
this
citizen?
Is a professional artist.
All right.
Who has been a singer for 40 years.
Paul McCartney.
Very close.
Because he's now writes terrible songs.
He does. He's gone backwards.
Very close.
Now. Okay. So it's a Beatle?
Yoko Ono
oh,
is back,
yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, no.
Fantastic.
Now,
she's always been terrible.
You've heard me say in the last week or so that we've been talking about the Bjork Comet song that she's an acquired taste. She's not for everybody. Her style of music is, look, she can make the best song in the world for her and for Bjork fans, and not everybody's going to like it
right.
Because but, she's a little out there.
Right, but we can also agree that the Comet song that we've been listening to is not an acquired taste.
No,
like you
no
might
way.
Acquire a taste for Bjork and other music, but that song is impossible.
Well, you're going to beg to have the Bjork song put on your iPod 10,000 times after you hear the new Yoko Ono song. She appeared at, and I don't know why she was invited to this. I can't get enough details to know if this somehow ties back to her husband. Most of the appearances that she makes seems to be either anti-war appearances or appearances that have something to do with John Lennon anniversaries.
Right.
This one was at the Museum of Modern Art in New York City, and the piece is called Peace for Soprano and Wish Tree. That's the name of the selection. Okay. And again, I wish I knew more because maybe there's an exhibit that has something to do with birds and trees at the Museum of Modern Art. And that's why they asked her to be there. But they show there's a YouTube video. We have to put it up at kevinandbean.com. You can see her in a big room and she's getting her picture taken by the press. And then she walks up to the microphone and she sings this song again called Voice Peace for Soprano and Wish Tree, Yoko Ono. And you let me know when you've had enough.
Enough. What? Wait a minute. No. That's really the beginning of it?
Yes.
It doesn't start with any music? It's just her yelling?
No, it's a cappella. It's just her.
Oh, no.
On a microphone. And there's a crowd. I don't know. It's hard to tell in the video because they don't pan all the way around. But it looks like there's about 30 people there standing there. And I'm trying to put myself in their shoes because here we are. You know, 20 feet from the widow.
Right.
What are we going to say? What are we going to do? She's performing. Do we just pretend we like it?
Does she get away with it because she was so high profile, married to John Lennon for so long? I mean, is that why people don't go, hey, you're bad. Get off the stage.
I think she does with some people, but I also think there are other people who like her.
No.
I mean, John Lennon fell in love with her and loved her music. Was attracted to her kind of art. I mean, there are people who are just into that.
I was going to say, you think of her more as an artist as opposed to a musician. So mm-hmm. I think of her stuff like performance art, kind of.
Mm. Yes, that's exactly what it
is. Those are kind words for her.
We're only 10 seconds in, by the way. Right. But there's more. And I just keep thinking, if you're...
Come on.
If you're literally 2 years old.
I agree.
You can sing better than that, right?
And if I'm the sound guy, her mic is off by now. You know what I mean? Just start playing another song.
I mean, I could play more, but it's
how long is it?
Are there no words at all?
No, this is it. It's, I don't know. I think it's a little less than 2 minutes, maybe.
Oh, my God.
But there's no way you can make it.
2 minutes, it seems like 2 days.
Yeah, there's no way you could make it through the whole thing. Or a little bit more, and then we'll go to your calls. Again, Voice Peace for Soprano and Wish Tree by Yoko Ono, ladies.
A lot of people in the audience look pissed.
So that happened.
See, but again, I'm going to say most people who go up in front of a crowd and do that will get booed.
Right.
Or abused in some way so that they get the message that is not what anyone wants to hear.
Yeah.
Let's skip ahead toward the very end of the song and see what the crowd's reaction is.
Big finale.
She's done.
Stop it.
I'm not, maybe to be polite, you got to applaud. I don't know how that.
I like the 5 second break before somebody finally went, well, I guess we should just, I mean, maybe.
Well, I think in a song like that, it's hard to tell whether it's over or not because she could just start screaming again.
It's hard to tell if it's a song.
Yeah.
So you think, like, she wrote it out and rehearsed it?
No.
I was wondering that, too. I was wondering, is that the type of thing just improvised, or is it something she'd been practicing for weeks, knowing that she was going to be at the Museum of Modern Art?
She has convinced herself that everything out of her mouth is gold. So just, wow, that's really unbelievable.
So how's the Bjork song sound to you now?
It's a great, great song.
Pretty good, right?
I love Bjork. All right, your phone calls now, 1-800-520-1067.
Sorry, you must first dial 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
We got that Farmer John prize pack you've been hearing about, including tickets to see the Dodgers versus the Rockies coming up on September the 18th, which is a week from tomorrow. Help Farmer John make the bacon-wrapped hot dog the official hot dog of L.A. And help, why not? VoteLAHotDog.org. That is the website address for more information.
All right, let's start with Andre because he has a comment on that last horrible sound that we just aired. Hi, Andre.
Hey, how's it going? What'd it do?
What'd it do?
My opinion on the whole Yoko Ono
I think it's almost like a joke, and she wonders if anyone actually listens to my music, because I think she even realizes her music sucks. I don't think anyone ever
really
listens to her music.
But wait a minute. You think that she is cognizant enough of, you know, her music and the reaction that she gets to it that she's trying to get away with doing the worst thing she can because she thinks it's funny kind of thing?
It's kind of like, here, let me see how awful I can make this music.
I bet you're wrong. Because she's sung like that her whole life, and...
And she makes money at it?
I think she means it.
I think she means it.
I think she listens and goes, she walked off stage that night and went, nailed it. I think. I mean, I don't know. We're all guessing, but I mean, your guess is as good as mine because it's hard to believe anyone would think that sounds good.
Yeah, especially since she used to sing alongside with John Lennon. How could she say, okay, beautiful music, my music? Oh, that can't be beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's indelicate to bring this up every time Yoko Ono's name is mentioned, but let's face it, she was standing right next to John Lennon. All it would have taken is somebody to move Mark David Chapman's hand like 6 inches. Uh-huh. Everything would have been different.
Wait, John Lennon is dead?
Thank you for the call, Andre. Appreciate that. Let's try Angel or Angel, depending on what part of town you're calling from, on line one. Welcome to the Kevin DeBean Show. What it do?
What it do, nephew? What it do, baby boo?
What it do?
Oh, it is Angel. Okay, go ahead.
Angel, Angel, doesn't matter. Yeah, so I live in Victorville, but I commute to L.A. every day. And yesterday on my way home, I'm minding my own business. I'm on the phone. Next thing you know, I see this car, you know, honking at me and flashing me to pull over. And he's doing this for about a mile. He's following me, honking and signaling to pull over.
Did he have a siren? You know, did he put a siren on?
No. He's just through his windshield. He's just like, pull over. I could see him making his face like, pull over.
Right.
Next thing you know, I slow down a little bit. I let him catch up. And I see him wearing a security uniform. So he's a rent-a-cop. I'm like, I started laughing. I go, this guy's a rent-a-cop. You know, he's like, he's scratching his back and telling me, pull over.
Wait, he wasn't the CHP?
No, he was some guy in a red Scion. He's scratching his badge and telling me, pull over.
What?
And he's like scratching his phone and telling me, hey, you're on the phone, pull over.
So was it a citizen's arrest? Is that what was going on?
Well, it turns out it wasn't.
Yeah, I guess he was trying to do something. I mean, I'm over here minding my own business and everything. So next thing you know, he's like over here like chasing me. I'm like, all right, you're going to try to mess with me. I'm going to get you back. I call 911. I say, you know what? There's this weird guy following me for about a mile already.
All right.
Pull over. He's flashing something. I couldn't see it. It was something shiny. I go, I'm not sure if it was a gun or a badge or something, but he's just singling over. I see that he has a security uniform. And, you know, makes me know that, like, okay, just keep your distance. Go, you know, when I can keep your distance. So when I get home, probably like 15, 20 minutes later, I get a call from the highway patrol. Tony, he goes, so you report the guy from the Scion, you know, telling you to pull over. I'm like, yeah. He goes, did you see him? What he flashed? I go, well, I saw something shiny. I'm not sure if it was a gun or what. He goes, well, are you sure it was in a cell phone? I go, no, he had a cell phone. I saw him like trying to take pictures.
All right, how can we make this story end?
No,
Angel, seriously.
I can't. I'm dying to find out what.
Seriously,
who
just
this
get to
was.
The part.
Yeah, well, I mean, he just like makes me know. I would put it like, okay, well, I hear the guy in the background with the. Why do you want no problems? I'm not trying to cause no problems. And he's like, I'm a. This guy, man,
so they had taken him in. He was at the highway.
He was at the
police station.
Already.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm like. You know,
and he,
like,
and what was he? Who was he?
He was just some rent-a-cop.
Some security dude.
He was a literal rent-a-cop security dude.
Yeah, just trying to pull somebody over, trying to think he had some kind of power.
He was Paul Blart.
Boring.
He was Paul Blart Mall Cop.
He must have been. Yeah. Did you ever find out why he wanted to pull you over? Was it was because he saw you on a cell phone?
I guess that's the reason.
And what
why,
was he going to do? What was he going to do when he pulled you over?
I don't know.
Give him a talking to.
No, you can't talk to Angel.
Oh, that's true.
Angel would give him a talking to.
Thank you, Angel, for the call. I got a ticket for talking on my phone. That happened.
When did that happen?
Oh, I don't know, a week ago or something like that. Yeah, guy, I was just looking right in the CHP's eyes. He was looking at mine. He was like, and I was like, you know, you don't kind of. It all happens real fast.
Right.
But my look was, you don't really have to pull me over for this one.
Hang up.
And he pulled over behind me, and he got over. And I tried comedy when he came up to the window. I said, "Hey, I wasn't texting." And he's license and registration, please. Yeah. Didn't help. So
wow. Now I know that your policy with driving the carpool lane is, I know I'm not supposed to do it, but I'm going to do it until I get a ticket, and then I'm going to quit. Is
right.
That the same thing with talking on a cell phone?
Yes.
Really? So now you're not going to do it anymore because you now have a ticket?
Yes. I've been talking on the cell phone since the law went into effect. How long has that been? A year?
A year.
And,
year and a half.
I have darker windows, and it's sort of hard to see, and so I've just gotten away with it for all this time. And he just had no time for me whatsoever. He just took my license back, wrote the ticket, came out, gave it to me. It's not a point on your record or anything.
No.
I can keep doing that.
The reason they passed that law was because they want to make money. I mean, right. it doesn't make you any safer.
On the same note, and we don't have time for this topic, but I saw yesterday they changed the law that you can't park in front of a meter that's broken.
I heard it too.
Yep. A meter is broken. You can't put money in or whatever. You're not allowed to park there.
Yep.
That's a cash grab if I've ever seen
you.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That is BS.
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bicho, shall we?
When life looks at you funny, take the fast lane.
Right. Just make sure you have two people. All right. David Alan Greer is going to be in the studio today. Funny man David Alan Greer.
Yep.
We're going to talk about Tom Cruise's perfect life. Wow, I wish I was him because everything is so perfect.
So obnoxious.
We have a ringtone for you that will enlarge your breasts.
There you go. Finally.
We have to ask, I wonder if a guy puts that ringtone on, if he's going to grow boobs.
How would the ringtone know?
That's
great
right. That's
question.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. The ringtone doesn't know. It just knows that it needs to make bigger boobs.
I guess if we saw the guy who invented it on TV and he had enormous boobs, I guess we'd answer
giant rack. Adam Carolla, This Week in Rage today. The weirdest thing you put down there, women?
You mean up
there?
What?
Up there.
What? Up there, down there.
Are you talking about Vahina?
Yes.
Okay.
And LaQuisha will be here.
Oh, Jersey Shore.
Taking a look at the Jersey Shore. So that's all this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show, plus your chance to get into that private Muse sound check. We will take a break and come back with the Showbiz Beat next.
Smashing Pumpkins, also Dirty Heads, Foo Fighters, and that new one from Neon Trees called Animal. All coming up straight ahead here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph is here now with the Showbiz Beat on a Friday. Hey, Ralph, what's going on?
Well, I mentioned this week that former bodyguard... Hi, Ivanhoe.
Didn't start as smoothly as I'd hoped.
A former bodyguard for Britney Spears slapped her with a lawsuit.
Yes.
Alleging sexual harassment, emotional distress, and even that she physically abused her children. His name is Fernando Flores, and apparently Britney snapped back yesterday.
I'm sure.
Statement on her website claiming... This is just another unfortunate situation where someone is trying to take advantage of the Spears family and make a name for himself.
That's possible.
It
is possible. But do we think it's likely? That's what we need to ask.
It seems like it's sort of in keeping with all of the other stories that we've heard, except for the beating her kid thing, which is I'd never heard before and hope it's not true.
Well, we had heard worse, that she left them alone for long periods of time, unsupervised. Unkept, unclean.
Yeah,
and there have been many allegations against her regarding her caretaking skills involving her two sons. So who knows what goes on in that house? And this guy claims he was there. I mean, it's obviously a he said, she said. But still, you have to remember the Department of Child and Family Services did investigate her at one point. So there was reason enough for them to believe at least it was worth looking into. Anyway, the first hearing in Fernando's case against Britney will be held on January 25th, so we got a long time before we find out what went on here.
Seriously?
Seriously. You wanted to be told to stop?
Now
stop
he won't
it.
Stop.
This is the ticket. This is the ticket for you talking on the cell phone or driving in the carpool lane.
What happens next, then?
You stop doing it. That's what happens next.
You don't like that?
Britney said she looks forward to defending herself. Now, someone pass me a belt and some crab cakes. I need to go beat my children and feed them shellfish.
That was her official comment?
That was her comment.
Surprise. It didn't seem like that helps her.
Let it iron! She's back in the news. Has finally figured out a key to all her problems and what the answer is.
Excellent.
In Touch Weekly magazine claims Lindsay believes it's, wait for it, motherhood.
No.
Who could make Britney Spears look like a good mom? It's Lindsay Lohan. Word is, friends have been saying, she's been saying to them, rather, that she thinks a baby would be the perfect companion in her life. And she got the idea, apparently, from Nicole Richie, who made a complete turnaround with her sobriety and the focus of her life once she and Joel Madden started a family. So Lindsay thinks a baby we'll fix everything.
Oh, no.
And you know what, kids? If you take anything away from the show today, Lindsay's right. Have a kid. It really will fix anything. Whether it's your relationship's in trouble, whether you're unhappy with your parents, whether you just need some focus in your life, or you're tired of going to high school, have a kid. It's really the best possible scenario.
Well, I think the opposite.
They almost take care of themselves. I got to tell you.
The opposite of that.
I am every day I'm surprised at how easy it is being a parent. They just really.
Because your wife does everything.
It is like, it's like those chia pets. You just sprinkle a little seed and add some water, and the next thing you know, they just take care of themselves. And next thing you know, you got Obama with a big afro. It's very entertaining.
I just wonder if Lindsay can afford a baby at this point. Isn't she desperately in debt?
I don't know. She got paid $1 million for an interview.
She will.
Has that happened?
Yeah, Not yet, but she's going to be. And she does have that Lamborghini. Look, what's a used Lamborghini going for these days? It's got to be a couple hundred grand, right? There you go. That'll, boom. That'll keep you in Pampers. Megan Fox.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Now we are talking Yetro.
Says that people are tired of her bragging about how great her marriage is with Brian Austin Green.
Really?
I haven't heard that.
Me neither.
People roll their eyes, she says, when she talks about their marriage.
How long have they been married?
I don't know. A couple months. Just
a couple months. It's always great after
Megan
a couple
says
of
the
months.
Honeymoon isn't over. Wow, really? After a couple months, it's still not
it's
over?
It's a long honeymoon.
She says she's
low
more...
expectations.
She said she's more in love with her groom.
She forget his name?
That one, than when they first met.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I would do everything to her. I would wreck that chick.
Keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And I couldn't help but notice you guys this morning were playing a little Yoko Ono music.
Oh, my God. That wasn't music.
I'm a huge fan, by the way.
Whoever it was.
Especially Piece for Soprano, Wind Tree, or whatever they F that was called.
Tremendous, wasn't it?
Yeah. In musical news,
all right.
Will and Jada Pinkett Smith continue to be the most just permissive, just give your kids whatever they want parents in the world. They have just got their daughter Willow, age 9, her own record deal.
Now, I have not heard her song, Ralph, and I know you've got some audio for us here, but I was willing to mock them for putting Jaden in the movies until, by all accounts, he turned out to be a very competent actor in the star of Karate Kid, and apparently he's legit. Maybe she's got some actual talent, too.
He has not been called on, really, to do much so far, and he's fine.
He's just fine.
The only reason he got that role, I mean, it's not he knocked the producer's socks off with his audition. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he's being spoon-fed a career by his parents, and now their 9-year-old daughter is being spoon-fed a musical career with her record deal on Jay-Z's label, Roc Nation.
You have to pick movies or music. Now you're 9. It's too late. Let's go.
She doesn't, apparently. She was already in I Am Legend with her dad. She appeared in that film when she was, I don't know, a zygote, a fetus. I don't know how old she was then when her career started. But she's got a new single that was dropped yesterday, as the DJs say.
All right.
Called Whip My Hair.
Oh. Okay.
Here's a little taste of the spectacularly auto-tuned Willow Smith. She waves her hair back and forth.
She does. That happens.
I take back that benefit of the doubt I was willing to give them.
Thank you.
Horrible.
Well,
that's horrible.
Not her fault. She's 9.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's got no business doing a dance remix song of anything. She should be freaking coloring in books and playing hopscotch with the kids on the playground. She's 9. Let her be 9 for 5 minutes. For F's sake.
That song is so produced, too, if she ever tried to do it live.
She probably wasn't even in the studio when they made that song. Yeah. That was made long distance.
By the way, let me point out, Ralph, also, that our girlfriend, little Jackie or whatever her name is from America's Got Talent,
Jackie Ivanko.
She's 10. She's 10. That's Jackie the way she's got.
Jackie Ivanko is singing opera. Because
acapella.
Because she's a freak.
Right.
I don't care who you are or who your parents are. You're not that chick.
Right.
Especially not when you're laying down.
No one's that chick.
Crazy electronic beats over top of that pale ass song.
But she whips her hair back.
She does whip her hair back and forth.
I feel bad picking on a 9-year-old, and I'm really not.
You're not. You're picking on her parents.
I'm picking on her parents, saying, "What? Seriously?
Yeah.
You just know in the house." She said, "Mom, I want to be a Rihanna." And Jay Pinkett Smith. Okay, well, make Jay-Z. Yeah, let's make this happen.
Look. There's plenty of time for her to be a music
star. That's what I'm saying!
She doesn't have to do it now.
This poor kid! That's the best case scenario. Worst case scenario is you get in that studio and you record a song. Right. Look at your brother. He's in movies. What are you doing with yourself?
What do you do with your hair? Just talk about that.
I just want to play Barbie. No! You will whip your hair on this song, or I will whip your ass.
Wow. You shouldn't be allowed to make a record unless you can sing, by the way. That should be the new policy.
Please. Bob Dylan would have never.
Where's the Department of Child Services with the Smith family? Forget exactly. Britney Spears. What's going on in that mansion? Something spooky. Today's celebrity birthdays. Oh, just a big-ass list of people. Monstrous list. I don't even know if I have time. I'm already late. I'll tell you who was born next hour. How about that, all right? I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You are listening to the Kevin Amici Show. Ralph Garman joins us once again, this time for the Movie Beat.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
Four new movies worth taking a look at this weekend in Cineplexes around this great United States of ours. Just a quick side note, and I only bring this up, it's not coming out this weekend, but I was talking with one of our listeners, and we were both agreeing, how great does The Town look, by the way?
Yes. Oh,
so good.
Directed by Ben Affleck. Yeah. It may turn out that Ben Affleck is a director of enormous power.
It looks great.
Where his acting career has always been sort of spotty, hit and miss.
Right.
He, so far, seems to be two for two in the directing category.
And what a great cast, and your boyfriend John Hamm, too.
I know, it's delicious on every possible level. But let's talk about the movies that are opening up this weekend, shall we? The Romantics is one of those films. It is in limited release, but I'm sure the ladies will find it. Stars Katie Holmes, Anna Paquin, and Josh Duhamel. It's about seven close friends who were part of a tight college clique who all tended to sort of date amongst each other. Sometimes this happens in high school or college. You get a group of friends, and the dating becomes very incestuous. They all sort of kind of like trade off, and
it's your turn?
Well, you know, like, your buddy's dating this girl, but she's been one part of your friends for a long time. She's been sort of hanging out with the gang.
Right.
And so they break up, so another one of the guys from that same gang starts dating her, and it can get very complex and very complicated.
All right.
And that's what The Romantics is about. Here's a little scene where Katie Holmes is making an awkward toast at the wedding of one of her friends who is part of this larger group.
Our friends got the nickname The Romantics because of our incestuous dating history. We were just in love with each other, because that's what friends do. They fall in love with each other, and then they fall out of love, and they fall back in love, and this happens over and over again for the rest of their lives. The fact that Tom and Laura, Tom and Lila found each other is...
I would rather listen to the Yoko Ono song all day than go see that movie.
Katie Holmes, kind of good. Katie Holmes not a good actress, right?
That didn't sound like a bad
clip to me.
She's
just okay.
No, she's average.
Anyway, this is teenage angst on a more adult level, basically. It's Dawson's Creek all grown up, as far as I can tell.
We should do wedding toasts again as a call-in topic.
Wedding toasts gone awry.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
A little liquor in you.
Real quick, I was recently in New York City for my best friend's wedding, and he had a disastrous first marriage that ended rapidly. And so these two marriages come closer together. His two marriages come closer together than the average person's would. Most people get married for a couple years or whatever, and then they break up and they find somebody new, and then they get married somewhere along the line. So the first marriage is sort of a distant memory.
Right.
Not so much with my friend. And so the first thing I said when I was, once again, best man at his wedding, giving the wedding toast was, luckily I saved some good material from the first one. Which went over well with half of the crowd.
Right.
The other half, not so much.
Sure.
So
her family giving you the evil eye.
Yeah.
Your friend sounded funny, though.
He did. He found it very funny. And I cleared it with him beforehand. He said, feel free. Everyone, it's open. We're talking about the act that dare not speak its name. And so feel free.
Right.
I'm Still Here. Finally, the documentary about Joaquin Phoenix.
Oh, yeah. Is that in quotes?
And
documentary?
His spiral into madness. Remember when he went crazy and became a rapper? And, everyone's wondering what's going on with him. He's really crazy.
Or did he?
I'm
not buying it.
Me neither.
Don't. It's a big sham. It's a big put on. It was all for this documentary, which is supposed to document the spiral out of control of a popular film actor.
Joaquin Phoenix came out and he said, "I'm retiring from acting.
Right, I'm going to get into rap and stuff." And it was all a put on. And speaking of famous directors, Casey Affleck, brother of Ben Affleck, is the director of this mockumentary, if you will. And here's a scene where Joaquin is getting advice from P. Diddy about his rap career, and he wants to work with him, but he doesn't really want to perhaps put the money into it that P. Diddy is asking of him.
Obviously, you had great success in film and music, and what I wanted to be something...
Do you have money, though?
I mean, I have a little studio, do you know?
See, that's a motherfucking problem. When people try to do things, they don't do it the way they do it for their own industries. You got money to make a movie, right? Makeup, hair, DP, gaffers.
I get it.
Same thing. Studio, engineer.
I got it.
Me.
Yeah, you.
Do you have any money?
Well, how much you need?
How much you got?
See?
They do DP in this one? That's crazy.
Director of photography and the film lingo.
Oh,
Kevin, sorry. I'm not gonna reward him
gonna
for this
that.
Little sham.
Yeah, I'm not buying it either. I have no interest.
I will ignore you now. Joaquin Phoenix, how does that feel? Also opening this weekend, The Virginity Hit. We've been talking about it for some time. Close buddies in high school get together, try to get one of their buddies laid so he can lose his virginity. But at the same time, they're documenting the whole thing on video and putting it up on YouTube. Here's a little bit of the trailer of The Virginity Hit.
I don't want to f*** strangers. Strangers kill other strangers.
Strangers also f*** other strangers.
Or friends. One camera.
I'm going to do to your virginity what Alfred Hitchcock did to birds.
It says, please be shower-shaped and no pubic hair.
Making love to you would be a memory I could cherish.
You shouldn't lose your virginity like this.
All I need is 5 minutes.
All I need is 5 minutes. This movie, I can't wait to see this. Looks. I've seen a bunch of the clips because I was hosting the panel at Comic-Con when Adam McKay and Will Ferrell were talking about they produced this film. And I saw a bunch of the footage, and it just looks hilarious. So I want to check that out this weekend. And speaking of movies that I was involved with at Comic-Con, I also hosted the panel for Resident Evil Afterlife.
Oh!
The fourth in the Resident Evil series of science fiction horror films. Mila Jovovich returns in her role as Alice, hunter of the zombies, if you will, in the Resident Evil world. And I'll tell you, this is shot in 3D. And this is the first film since Avatar that has been shot with the same techniques, processes, and cameras that were used in Avatar. So the 3D in this film is spectacular.
So those were specialized better than all
Cameron
of these
invented
other.
That process, more or less. He kind of developed those cameras along with some technicians and created this new way to shoot 3D, and this film uses those same
this
techniques.
This is only the second one to do it?
So far, yeah. I'm sure other people will start using that technology, like when Lucas developed his sound and that kind of stuff. But this is remarkable from what I've seen, and I've seen a bunch of it. It is really, not only, I like these movies, I think they're a lot of fun, but in 3D, it really is an extra element added to it. Here is basically the story of what's going on in Afterlife from the trailer Resident Evil.
This was the start of an apocalypse that would sweep the entire world. That was 5 years ago. My name is Alice. The last survivors followed a radio signal to Alaska, but I could find only one. The men responsible for this disaster took refuge underground. The Umbrella Corporation feels safe.
Everything is quiet here.
They feel secure. They're wrong.
I'm in.
Oh, I'm so in.
I only wish Katie Holmes were playing Alice, too.
Allie Larder returns.
All right.
Reprises her role in this film. And for the ladies, Wentworth Miller has been added to the cast. So you get to check out him. And
Mike, that's for you. I don't hear any noise coming from the back of there. You go.
Make googly eyes over Wentworth. That's my pick for the weekend. Looks like a good weekend for horror movies. And Virginia Hit, too, if you're looking for a comedy. So those are your picks. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Ralph Garman. Movie beat.
What if I told you if you're a woman and you had small breasts and you wanted bigger breasts, that you didn't have to get a breast enlargement,
mm-hmm.
that all you have to do is get the right ringtone? What if I were to tell you that?
I'd say BS.
Here's the news story.
Dr. Thomas Betchy claims that if a woman listens to this 30-second ringtone 20 times a day for approximately 10 days, her breast size will increase. The ringtone is based on the subliminal sound of a crying baby.
And if you're a female, if you listen to a baby crying, your breasts naturally enlarge.
So that's the dude, and that's the story.
Okay.
I like it, and I like it a hell of a lot better than those lies called push-up bras, I'll tell you that. Well, we wanted to find out more about the story, so we asked producer Alex to track down Dr. Hideto Tamabechi. Hi! Why am I doing my own hi-ing, by the way?
I don't know, Mike.
Who joins us on the Kevin Abid Show. Hey, doctor.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good.
I'm glad to hear it.
Thank you.
Yes.
Well, we're glad to have you on the show, sir. So
it
you are
pleasure. It is pleasure to be on your radio.
On our radio?
Yes.
It's a pleasure for us as well, sir.
Yes.
You are what kind of doctor, may I start by asking?
I am a doctor of advanced ringtonology.
That does not sound like a real doctor.
Well, F you.
Okay. Okay. All right. Settled. How did you discover that you were able to find a sound that would make a woman's breasts enlarge?
Well, the human body is constantly affected and bombarded by sounds that release different hormones and also messages, muscular messages from brain to muscle.
Okay.
And so the sound of crying a baby makes the body move body fat from other parts of body to breast for having feeding babies.
Now, have you done extensive research on this, or is it just a theory?
No, it is true.
It's true.
A crying baby will make for lactation in a woman's breast for new mother, and also with women who are not having babies, also make a larger.
It is interesting, first of all, that it becomes ractation. I think that's very accurate based on what we're talking about here. And second of all, so you're just duplicating with your ringtone what would happen naturally in a woman. So she doesn't even have to have a baby. So it actually, on the surface, it makes a lot of sense. Now, would you mind
not
if we
only
play...
on the surface, deep down it makes sense too.
Okay.
Okay. We want to play
way
a little bit of...
down deep.
Right. Let's play a little bit of the ringtone for our listeners who would be curious what this sounds like. Now, ladies, I'm going to warn you. You may want to back up from the radio because you don't want your boobs to grow too fast.
Don't back up. Listen. Listen a lot to it.
All right, here you
get
go.
Get big boobs.
That's it.
And you're supposed to listen to that 20 times a day, Doctor?
Hold on. Come on. Ahead.
Yeah, ring world, party time, excellent.
You're not a doctor, are you?
I am absolutely a doctor. I not only have ringtones for breast, I have a ringtone for help you with other medical conditions, too.
Oh, I didn't know that. This only mentions one.
No, for instance, if you have a problem with what you call ED, erectile dysfunction.
Okay, yes.
A ringtone help you overcome that. You listen 20 times a day, and your penis will be operating like a jackhammer.
Okay, all right.
Okay, what's that sound like?
Really, that's it?
Oh, look at my pants. It worked already.
We can't see your pants.
Oh, trust me, my pants are like a tent, like a circus tent.
Just
you
for that.
You could put lions and clowns in my pants now.
I don't know why you would, but okay.
Also, if you are a fat woman, first of all, but if you're a fat woman and you want to lose weight, I have a ringtone you listen to 20 times a day, make you lose weight.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Here's what it sounds like.
Oh, that's just insulting.
Yeah.
It's
not going to make a woman feel good.
It may just make you want a ham sandwich or something, wouldn't it?
That's true. That's not...
Yes, it'll make you want a ham sandwich. That is the byproduct of that.
Thereby losing...
Oh, holy crap.
Wait.
Holy crap. Also, if you are stupid...
Right.
We have a ringtone help you get smarter.
Maybe I need this one.
Great.
Yeah, maybe I do.
If you listen to this 20 times a day,
okay,
it will at least will make you feel smarter, make you feel like you are more intelligent by listening to this.
What did you do? 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 What did you do?
That's just cruel.
At least I'm not as dumb as that guy.
That hurts. And that's funny to you.
What did you do? What did you do?
That makes me want a ham sandwich.
What did you do? What did you do? What did you do?
Six point seven K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 6:53.
If it's Friday, that means it's time for Vagina Talk, coming up after the top of the hour right here on the Kevin DeBeach Show. Our new feature, Vagina Talk, will be debuted. Very
good
much looking
good Charlotte's going
to
be on?
Right now, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Speaking of music, you know how much we love the Auto-Tune the News guys.
Oh, they're the best.
The Gregory Brothers. They're awesome.
They are geniuses. And I don't just mean funny. But their music, the songs that they write using actual news audio and then auto-tuning it, is some of the catchiest, most enjoyable music I've heard in a long, long time.
Now, there are a lot of people that can use the auto-tune feature, but they make it into a song.
I really like their songs.
Me too.
I do too. Me too.
The melody for the Double Rainbow song and the Bad Intruder song, better than almost anything you hear on Top 40 radio these days.
I know. That's the ass-kicking part of it, that they do it so well and make it so funny. Well, there's a new one. I just saw it today.
Fantastic.
I wanted to give a heads up if you're a fan like we are. There's this really sort of eccentric, kind of sad, middle-aged woman who was at a coffee shop, and she was a witness to a robbery. Two armed men came in and tried to hold up the coffee shop. Turns out the owner of the coffee shop shot the intruders.
Wow.
Saved everyone's lives, they think, inside the coffee shop. And she's a character. So she talks about how she handled the situation, how she put her hair over her face so she wouldn't have to look at anybody so they wouldn't think that she could recognize them to police.
She put her hair over her
face? Over her face, and she got on her knees and started backing up out of the situation. Here's a little taste of the real woman recounting what happened with the holdup.
I was putting one more tap of coffee in my coffee cup, and out of the corner of my eyes, I saw two guys come in, one with a black hoodie, one with a white hoodie. And the guy with the black hoodie said, "We want your money, everybody up front and down." And I'm like, oh, why did I need coffee now? And then when I'm on my knees, I'm backing up, backing up, backing up, backing up, backing up, backing up. Because my daddy taught me good, and I'm backing the hell out of there.
This woman is a peach. She's spectacular. And as if she wasn't good enough just on her own, here's what the Auto-Tune the News guys did.
I'm backing up, backing up, backing up, backing up. Because my daddy taught me good. I'm backing the hell out of there. And I'm like, oh.
Take that and make that.
That's the Backing Up song. It's called, if you're looking for it on YouTube, it's out there on the net. Thanks to the listener who gave me the heads up on that, but I just thought you'd get a kick out of it. It is spectacular.
Wow.
Congratulations to Penelope Cruz and Javier Bardem. According to E! Online, Javier has quietly been telling friends that the couple's expecting their first child. They married in a secret Caribbean ceremony last July and apparently are one of the happiest couples in Hollywood and now are expecting a little something for their effort.
But shouldn't they adopt? Seriously, she's Penelope Cruz. Come on, don't do that to her.
Oh, but the good news is she's going to give birth to the baby out of her nose, so she'll be fine.
Okay,
good.
Yeah, oh, thank God.
Plenty of room. She'll just sneeze 9 months from now, and it'll be...
No work that way.
It'll be spectacular, right. So congratulations. You know, it's not easy being an actress in Hollywood, because people like Kevin and Psycho Mike are constantly picking on your weight.
What's up with that?
I think they're too skinny. What are you talking about?
Hard to be an actress in Hollywood and have to keep your weight down. Us Weekly magazine did a story interviewing actresses who have all sacrificed food for their profession. Elizabeth Hurley told them she goes to bed hungry every night, and for breakfast she drinks cups of hot water. That's her breakfast.
A cup of hot water.
Well, you know, they say breakfast is the most important meal of the day.
Right.
So, I'm glad she's having a hearty breakfast of hot water.
Why does the water have to be hot? Why doesn't she just drink
Why
water?
Why the hole got to be black? I don't know. There's a lot of questions we have no answers to, Kevin.
All right.
I guess it's better than drinking cold water in the morning. Feel like you're having coffee or tea or something.
Just fool yourself into the fact that
ooh, this delicious oatmeal bag. Ooh, these eggs are delicious. Amanda Seyfried eats a raw food diet only for raw food. You familiar with the raw food diet?
No.
That's where you eat nothing that's cooked. Mostly raw vegetables, fruits. I guess sushi you could have. She says, it's sort of awful.
All right.
So she's not enjoying herself.
Good.
Kristen Bauer from True Blood said she realized a long time ago that as long as she's an actress, she will be hungry, she said.
That's so sad.
Just give up and accept.
Depressing life.
It really is.
And Julianne Moore says almost all she eats is cereal, yogurt, and the occasional granola bar. Because she hates dieting, so she constantly has to watch what she puts in her mouth. So, So there you go.
Doesn't sound like fun.
It's hard. Yeah. It's hard.
I'm going the other way. I'm rejecting that ethos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He eats everything those people reject.
I thought maybe he was going to tell us about his diet.
No.
I'm just saying. I couldn't be more opposite to any of those people that you just mentioned. I mean, I'm like, bring on the Pop-Tarts, you know?
What have you eaten already this morning?
Really just cereal and Dr. Pepper. That's it.
Wow. You are on some sort of health kick.
Yeah.
Breakfast of Champions.
And congratulations to Don Johnson. Not only is he really good in Machete. Yeah, I thought he was very funny in that film. But he is now the successful recipient of $51 million in unpaid profits from his TV series Nash Bridges.
I'm sorry, how much?
What?
Nash was co-producer of that show and took the network.
And by Nash, you mean Britt?
Johnson.
Yeah. Nash Bridges was the show.
Yeah.
He was a 50% owner of that show's copyright, and he forced them to look at the books. He said, I'm getting shortchanged here in terms of the profits that this show made. I know it was successful. And I know you guys didn't give me my proper share of the profits.
That?
So he took them to court, made them open up the books, did some forensic accounting, and it turns out that Don was awarded $23.2 million by a jury and then picked up an additional $28.5 million in interest payments on what he was owed.
Excellent.
Wow.
A total of $51 million unpaid profits that a court has awarded Don Johnson.
I remember when you did the story that he was filing that lawsuit, and I thought, well, he's just grasping at straws. He's just trying to squeeze somebody because he doesn't have any money.
Boy, was he! Boy, was I wrong. Boy, was he right.
He was owed.
The show is syndicated in 45 countries, by the way. It's wildly successful in syndication.
That show was successful?
Yes.
That's the shocking part.
It was on for about five, six seasons.
It was a long time, yeah.
And in syndication, it's done very well. And he says, look, I'm the 50% owner.
Wow.
I should be getting I know I should be making more money than what you're giving me. Something's up. So we had him look into it, and turns out $51 million was worth his time.
For $51 million.
Not too shabby.
That was Don, and Cheech Marin was on that show, too, right?
That's right, yeah. Who's also in Machete. Machete.
Machete.
Today's celebrity birthdays, TV host Bill O'Reilly. We'll do it live! 61 years old today. Guitarist Joe Perry of Aerosmith is 60 years old. Director Chris Columbus, who gave us many entertaining films, is 52 years old today. Big Daddy Kane.
Yeah!
Celebrates his 42nd birthday. Director Guy Ritchie is 42. Ryan Phillippe, actor, fellow Philadelphian, is 36 years old today. Mikey Way of My Chemical Romance is 30 years old today. And Matthew Folliwell of Kings of Leon celebrates his 26th birthday. Kings of Leon fans can now stop with the death threats. I have wished him a happy birthday. Happy birthday, Matthew. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Man, I was going to write a song called Knights of Sidonia, but Muse beat me to it. Way to go, guys. And congratulations to Larry Molina. He is our latest winner on the Kevin and Bean Show. He will be up close and personal with the band Muse in an upcoming sound check. Plus, he might win Matt Bellamy's guitar, handed to him from the stage by Matt from Muse himself. That's how it works. It's as simple as every time you hear a Muse song, be caller 20, and you'll also win here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Ralph did a story on the showbiz yesterday.
Yeah, I think it was yesterday. A brand new book written about Joe Francis, the founder of Girls Gone Wild, written by a former employee who claims he worked for Joe for about 5 years. Guy's name is Ryan Simkin. And he says that for those 5 years, he was very close to Joe, and he was privy to a lot of the inner workings of what his lifestyle was like, during which apparently he was dating Paris Hilton. And this guy claims in the book, that the excerpt that he released, that he was charged with procuring drugs for Joe and Paris Hilton on a trip to France that they were going to take. Joe was already in France, called him up and said, look, you have to buy me 3 8-balls of blow and some ecstasy, and I want you to get it to Paris, and she's going to bring it to me when she comes to France to spend time with me. So he was wondering how she was going to get the drugs into the country.
How do you get through the airport?
I mean, three or four 8-balls of blow. And if you know, that's about 3.5 grams each. I mean, that's a lot of cocaine.
You don't have to tell Kevin.
Sure. So he delivered it to her. She was in the middle of a photo shoot, and she stopped the photo shoot to take delivery of the drugs.
Just a minute, guys. Cocaine guy, come up here.
To take care of. And she proceeded to demonstrate to him and explain how she was going to get those drugs through customs, and it involved her and an orifice
that is a space where you can put things.
Sure,
and
it's a vagina.
It was her vagina.
Right. It's a vagina.
That's where she was planning on storing and carrying the contraband.
Now, this story is all allegedly from this
According to this guy. Who knows whether it's true or not, but that's what he wrote in his book.
So that made us think that that could be a useful tool.
Well, that's what I was saying, that you're kind of like a marsupial, you know, like a kangaroo or a koala or any animal that has a sort of a pouch to store babies in or stuff. I mean, that's an extra. The women are so lucky. They've got an extra space.
Never thought of that.
Where they can store things.
Maybe you should. It makes you wonder why they bother carrying a big old purse around, by the way, when they've got a built-in purse right through their body.
You get, like, for trail mix and stuff when you're out hiking and things. I mean, there's so many useful things that you could store. And then we were talking about the movie Machete.
Oh, that was a scene.
Where, you know, not spoiler alert, but there is a young lady in the course of that film who needs to hide away a cell phone.
She's naked.
Yeah.
So where do
She's
you put
She's got no
it?
Pockets.
Right.
Or
right.
does she? Yes, she does. She does have a pocket, and that's where she keeps her cell phone. And the thing was, it was an iPad, too. It wasn't even a cell phone. Very impressive with that.
And did you notice she also kept the charger in there in case it ran low? And I thought, well, that's crazy.
Yes.
But you could put your keys in there, your sunglasses. I mean, everything that you normally need, your garage
yes,
door
your
opener.
Sunglasses. That makes sense.
None of that sounds like it feels good at all.
Well, I don't think you do it necessarily for sexy time, Kevin.
Well,
I think
why are you doing you put your sunglasses there?
No, I'm just saying.
What if you're in a bikini? You got a bikini on you. Where am I going to put my sunglasses where they won't get broken?
Yeah, you don't want to have to hold them, but, you know, that's all. So I think what we're looking for, and I think this is what we've decided, is there must be – I mean, we have a lot of people listening who have interesting lives. There must be a lot of Kevin and Bean women out there, listeners, female ladies out there.
Wait a minute.
Why are you having so much trouble
Not
with
just
that?
Ladies, but female ladies?
We only want the female ladies. Because I'm thinking too much about vaginas right now. That's all. It's distracting me. Who have had occasion to put things in there for whatever reason. I think we would be surprised to find out the variety of items that have been successfully keistered in the vagina.
And I think it would be...
You can't keister in your
no.
vagina.
Come
I think
on.
Keister is putting anything in anything, isn't
no,
it?
No, the keister goes in your keister. Your keister is your butt. When you keister something, you know exactly where you're putting it.
Somebody else needs to sell this.
So, we have to come up with a different term for it.
Weirdest things you ever put in your vagina. But they're funnier to us if they're non-sexual. It has nothing to do with sex.
Right.
Yeah, because obviously women have used all kinds of implements over the years to pleasure themselves, and that's really not what we're looking for. We're looking for strange objects for strange reasons, and that was the available location you thought to store something. There's got to be. It's got to be the women out there who have stored interesting items, right?
And if they're out there, they're listening to this show. Yeah. I guarantee
you. So it would normally be contraband, though. I mean, most of these stories are going to be people who they needed to hide something because they were in prison or they were going to be searched somehow. For whatever reason. Yeah. Right. That's what we're
going through the airport. Whatever. For whatever reason where security would take it away from you. You know.
Yeah. But even if it's not contraband, I mean, I think it would be more interesting if it was, you know, farm implements or
implements.
Who knows, some sort of literature. I don't know. And just some other.
Why would you put
things?
Literature there?
Maybe you want to read something.
Right.
And maybe you're in a library. Okay. You don't have a library card yet. You would like to take a book out. So you got to get past the librarian, right? You got to sneak it out.
Oh, very good.
She means business, that librarian. She's not just going to walk out with it.
That's right. 1-800-520-1067. That's the number. The oddest thing you ever hid in your vagina or stored in your vagina. Let's take Amanda. She'll get us started here on line 3. I think this is exactly what we're talking about. Hi, Amanda. Thanks for calling the Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on?
I have to wait until they put him on hold in the other room. Hey, put Amanda on hold. Thank you. Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
First of all, are you a female lady?
Well, yes,
okay.
I hope so.
All right, good. What did you hide there?
About $550 in cash.
$550? In ones.
So clearly you were trying to get away from your pimp. You didn't want him to know how much you made that night, right?
No, my boss and the cops.
Wait,
your boss and the cops.
Yeah.
What's the deal?
Was this a heist?
Yeah, what?
Stealing from the register, and they found out through my mid-shift, so they told everyone to go in the room, they called the police, and searched everyone's bag, and
I got you.
Before they could do that, I went to the bathroom.
$550.
How about that?
That was quite a little heist.
No kidding.
No kidding. I mean, did you steal all that in one shift and think you weren't going to get found out?
No. I figured I would, but I didn't think that they would basically find it, like, during the shift. I figured it would be afterwards when I was gone.
Oh, and then you were going to quit or whatever?
Okay.
Yeah.
Very clever.
I really like the job anyway.
All right.
Nice job.
This is a perfect example.
Where are you going to
store your cash when you're going to be discovered?
Really?
Thank you for the call, Amanda. We appreciate it. Lisa, let me ask you this.
Yes.
Has there ever been a time in your life, even once, where you thought, hey, I'm going to hide it in my vagina?
I'm afraid not.
Mm. No?
I live a very boring life.
1-800-520-1067. We have some people on hold. You hold on, and we're going to take your calls.
You are listening to the Kevin Devine Show on a Friday. Thanks for tuning in. You're especially glad you tuned in today because we're doing stuff you hid in your vagina.
What did you put inside your vagina?
Oh, very nice, Omar. Excellent work.
Vaginally, that is just going to destroy the vagina.
Talking about Paris Hilton allegedly smuggling cocaine into Europe in her vagina, and it got us talking about, not in a sexual way at all, so please feel free to let the children listen to this conversation.
Oh, yeah, because that's great.
We're talking about just, it's a convenient hiding place. So those are the stories we're looking for, what you put in there.
And what did you put inside your vagina?
Let's try our girl Crystal. She's on line two, joining us on the Kevin Beach Show. Hi, Crystal. Thank you so much for hanging on. What'd you put up there?
So I had a 3-ounce shampoo bottle of clean urine for a drug test.
Oh, nice.
So yeah. That way you take that in with you to the bathroom where you go to have the drug test administered, and you've got clean urine to work with.
Exactly. Nobody watched me, so they closed the door, and then when I was done with it, I just put it in my pocket, because you empty your pockets before you go in.
Nicely done. That was our first thought. Mike saw that call, and he's like, ask her if it was a travel size or a regular size.
It was a travel size, but the worst part was I had to keep it warm, so I had it in, a cup of hot coffee, and it was freaking hot, so by the time I got in there, I was literally...
Wait, you put the you put it in the coffee, and then you put the coffee in there?
No.
The coffee cup? I'm just kidding. All right, thank you for the call, Crystal.
Hey, Crystal, did you get the job?
I'm sorry.
Did you get the job?
Or stay out of jail, or for whatever you were trying to do with the urine test?
Yeah.
I'm losing you.
All right.
Okay. Thank you very much for the call. Appreciate that. Let's try Veronica, line one. Hi, Veronica. Thanks for calling the Kevin Devine Show. What'd you hide?
Hi. I was at a party one time when there was a shooting, so me and my friend decided to take off real quick, but the cops had blocked off the street. So I had... some paraphernalia on me. I had some pot and a pipe, and I had to stash it up my vagina because the cops were searching all the cars that were coming through for the gun.
Ah.
So that's what I had to do.
So you knew it was going to be you were going to be searched anyway. Good thing you didn't have a bong, huh?
I would have put it up there anyway.
Oh, my God.
That's good news. Thanks for listening to the Kevin Devine Show. By the way, still plenty of show to go here today on a Friday, but next week I want to turn your attention toward Tuesday's program. It's the Kevin Devine Breakfast with Linkin Park, the band performing live, including songs from their brand new album called 1,000 Suns that also comes out that day. We ask questions. You, the Kevin Devine listeners, ask questions. Those guys are always great interviews and a lot of fun to hang out with, so you won't want to miss it. That's coming this Tuesday right here on the Kevin Devine Show. Breakfast with Linkin Park.
While you're listening to music here on the Kevin and Bean Show, we are listening to Bean. And it's unfortunate, but that's the way it works. Now, Bean is not in the studio with us normally. He's at his home in Seattle. And so he's doing things we can't see. He's always online looking up stories and stuff. And he refuses to understand what is... Not refuses. I think it's... He has Asperger's. And he can't understand what might be interesting to us or not. So we try to further clarify with a bit we call Thanks for That Info Bean.
Thanks for That Info Bean.
By the way, there are two sides to every story. My side is I am a pleasant conversationalist at work who likes to interact in a pleasing way with his coworkers.
There's no interacting, though.
Yeah, you need to look up interact.
You really need to get a really clear definition of that word, because that implies a two-sided conversation.
A give and take, if you will.
But I also listen to the BS that Ralph comes up with, or stories that Lisa's interested in, or what Mike did this weekend, or where Kevin's going tomorrow. I mean, I also listen to all of that, too.
Here's the difference. When Ralph brings up his BS, or I bring up mine, or Lisa, or Mike, or anyone else, then a conversation ensues.
Mm-hmm. It's usually related to something someone cared about sometime.
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Bean comes out of the blues. This Thanks for That Info Bean, also known as Bean Barfs His Brain, I think. he's reading something. We're not talking about anything. We're not talking about musicians. Nothing. And a lot of times now he'll aim it at a person because he knows the rule in the room is do not respond to Bean when he says
not engage.
Right, yes. Don't engage.
It's the same rule as when you run across a bear in the woods.
Right. Just freeze. Don't do anything.
Play dead.
So Bean now has taken to Bean Jr., who's Mike, who's a lot like Bean. And he'll say, Mike! And then you know, like, he's targeting Mike. And Mike, it's a lot harder to not engage if you're being targeted.
Right. It's like Bean's gone from just napalming a battlefield to, like, drones now. He's using very specific
laser
smart
guidance.
Bombs.
Right.
Smart bombs.
And they only are headed right for Mike. So the first one is, Mike, why is Stevie Ray Vaughan so good?
That's that info, Bean.
Now, the answer to why is someone so good doesn't exist.
No.
Even if you wanted to answer it and you agreed with him, you would say, I don't know, he's good. That's not a conversation starter.
He was just a talented guitar player. What could you really say to that, right?
I read yesterday. Now, there's my favorite thing. Now, Bean's storing him up. He read yesterday. He didn't tell whoever he was with yesterday? I read yesterday that more tickets for the World Cup in South Africa were bought by Americans than any other country.
Okay, now, in my defense,
that's that info, Bean.
Kevin is an enormous gay soccer fan. I mean, he loves gay soccer, right? And he was rabid about the World Cup. And I thought, in particular, that's a statistic that would give Kevin a great deal of hope that maybe soccer's catching on with his country.
And we are still in the grips of World Cup mania. You got to admit that. It is still number one on everyone's lips, is that topic of conversation.
So Psycho Mike says, that's interesting.
Oh, you bastard.
And I stared him down for 15 minutes.
You bastard.
Yeah, he did it. He did it. He responded, and that's not right. Here's another one from Bean. I wish I could dance.
Thanks for that info, Bean.
Which is a lie, by the way, because his wife's asked him to take dance lessons and stuff.
He wants to be able to dance naturally.
Just without doing anything about it.
How is Sandra Bullock so pretty?
How is she so pretty?
Again, she might be. There's no way to answer how is she so. It's just
genetics,
luck
I guess.
Of the DNA.
Right. Thanks for that info, Bean.
Remember, he's in Seattle, so he says, we should all go to Denny's after the show.
Oh, God damn it.
He's not even here. He's not even. If we all said yes, we would go without him.
It would be impossible to do.
Right. And then here are the two today, which are astounding.
Hall of Famers, you think?
Yeah. I think maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Maybe. Mike. Target.
Sure. Smart bomb.
Wait, and here's and the other thing that I love is the assumptive close. Like Bean said, when I move to Pluto. You know what I mean? Like, not, hey, maybe someday we'll be able to. Mike, when I get my teardrop tattoo, should I get it under my right eye or my left eye? And then nothing is said. And then Bean follows that up with, is there any significance? And then Mike says, I've always seen it under the left eye.
Is that right? Left eye?
Yeah. And then Bean says, well, he pauses for a little bit, and he goes, that's going to be awesome. Now, here's the thing about Bean. That's never going to happen.
No. But you guys would be so down with it if it did.
Of course, but it wouldn't.
If I got a teardrop tattoo,
right,
I would
but
rule.
Don't waste our time because you won't.
Right. So but if I did.
But let's not live in the world of make-believe.
But if I did, it would be so cool.
But the chances that you are 0 out of 100. So it's not so cool.
You might as well say, Mike, when I do a push-up, which hand should I start with on the floor first? You might as well just ask that question.
And then
it's never going to happen.
Ralph had the pure joy of being trapped in the studio today for this one. Usually Ralph runs to the door because he can't.
I don't want to be collateral damage.
Bean says, guys, give me a reason why I shouldn't buy the 7-DVD set of Soul Train. Soul Train, which was a show on when?
100 years ago.
70s. 70s and 80s, yeah.
And it was just what? People dancing to
music.
Well, the soul acts would come on. James Brown would come on, and the Earth, Wind, and Fire would come on, and those bands would come on and perform their current hits.
So he says, give me a reason why I shouldn't buy the 7-DVD set of Soul Train. And then no one says anything. And then Bean says, sounds awesome, right? He still thinks we're all thinking about it, and we haven't discussed it yet.
I'm waiting for you to get back to me.
Now, Ralph, who's in the studio now and knows the rule, says quietly, don't engage to everyone.
Right.
And Lisa gets the message, and Mike gets the message, and Bean doesn't. And then, about 45 seconds later, I'm not even sure you're in the room at this point, 45 seconds after that, maybe a minute. Okay. I just pulled the trigger on the Soul Train DVDs.
Yeah!
Oh,
There was no conversation about, we didn't say, are you gonna? We didn't say, who needs 7 DVDs of Soul Train? Nothing. And well, he's on the turn.
There's no way to stop him.
I just pulled the trigger. You know, he pulled the trigger.
When I'm curled up on my couch watching Don Cornelius doing Soul Train next week, I'm gonna be thinking about you guys who aren't. All right, how about that? Yeah. I win.
And that's a you win. That's a burn.
Yes, I win.
Right. Thanks for that info, B.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. If you're not angry yet, stick around. You will be this week in Rage with Adam Carolla coming up in minutes here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Right now, Rob is here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
I was angry
until
I read this story. Apparently, Mike, the Situation Sorrentino of Jersey Shore, won't be able to make money off of his famous nickname after all.
Ha ha!
What?
He was trying to trademark the Situation.
Oh.
Turns out there is a clothing store chain in Memphis called The Situation that sells men's, women's, and children's clothing and shoes.
That's a terrible name for
a clothing store. It's a horrible name for a clothing store, yet.
I'm glad they have it.
They saved us from him making any more money because the patented trademark office said, no, sir, you cannot have that name because it has already been trademarked by this. And they said, we're not selling clothing or whatever. And they say, well, we don't know what you're going to do with that name, but there may be some confusion between their brand and yours if we give you that trademark. So, no, sir. Good day, sir. You get nothing, sir. That's what they said to him.
What a situation.
Would you, if you were the Situation, go to that clothing store in Memphis or wherever and offer to buy that name from them? Because you stand to profit a lot more from it than they ever will. I mean, if you're the small town owner of that business, you would take $500,000 or something like that, cash now.
But couldn't you use
to give up the patent?
Couldn't you use Mike the Situation? Like put the Situation.
Mike the Situation Sorrentino. Yeah. He can do that, I'm sure, when he makes appearances and stuff like that. But if he wanted to sell the Situation line of shirts before the shirts,
right?
Or the Situation GTL fragrance or something, I don't know if they'll let him do that now.
So now he's only going to make $10 million next year because he can't license his own name? Yes. Oh, poor dude.
Mm. Also, by the way, Snooki tried to trademark Snooki last month, and she got turned down. Because apparently there's a cartoon cat named Snooki who appears in a 2004 children's book, and the patent and trademark office said, no, there might be some confusion between you and a cartoon cat.
Do you think the Jersey Shore, they just have their pictures up in the patent office? They said, do not
denied.
Give them.
They got a big stamp on the top of their faces. See, I was feeling so good after that story. Then I read this story. You know, I still have to try to impede the beep somehow. I got to find some way to impede the beep.
It's not working.
I'm not really dedicating that much time or energy to it. I think maybe part of the problem.
Well,
Justin Bieber, my sworn enemy, was given special courtesy, let's say, at the Maryland State Fair on Sunday when he threw a water balloon at a state trooper's junk.
What?
Why would he do that?
The state trooper soaked below the belt, courtesy to a Justin Bieber water balloon hit, was ready to slap the cuffs on him when Bieber's bodyguard and management talked him out of it. Bieber later tweeted, still laughing. Great day.
What an ass.
What a little punk.
Punk-ass bitch.
He's throwing water balloons at police officers, by the way, who are only there to protect him from getting ripped limb by limb by his fans.
Well, maybe they won't do their job so well next time.
Bieber apparently pelted the officer with a water balloon, making contact with the officer's gun belt.
Wow.
Bieber was having a blast tossing water balloons at people's crotches backstage all day, says one source in the story.
That guy parties, huh?
He is nuts. He hit the state trooper and apparently ran to his trailer while his bodyguard and management successfully persuaded the officer not to take the kid in.
Well, that officer is not doing his job.
No, he is not. State police spokesman said Bieber's behavior was inappropriate on Sunday, but he did confirm that there was no incident report written and no further action was taken against Bieber or his entourage.
Asshole!
If I was backstage and yes, Justin Bieber pelted me in the crotch with a water balloon.
Yes.
It'd be worth every penny I ever made and ever stand to make because he would sue me for everything. But to beat the ounce of life out of that kid.
Just give him a snot bubbler right to the back of the head. God damn him. He's getting out of control. He's really getting worse.
Yes, yeah.
He started just being like a cocky a-hole. who of marginal talent who was just the recipient of an enormous amount of attention because of his YouTube fame and blah, blah, blah. And now he's really starting to get to be a dick.
Yeah.
We have to impede the Beeb, people.
We do. I'm with you. I'm with you on that.
How are we going to impede the Beeb?
I don't know. It seems impossible.
Well, we have to come up with a plan.
Got too much momentum for us to stop.
He's a Bieber nut. It's like a juggernaut, only with Bieber. And I thought this was
that
interesting.
That is weak.
Yeah, I know.
I was wondering, astronaut, I couldn't figure out where you're going with that. All right.
This is interesting. Clint Eastwood was interviewed in a British tabloid talking about his lengthy and legendary career, not only as a director, as most people, I guess, know him now, but he was one of the biggest movie stars in the world in the 70s and 80s, about the roles he turned down, which I always find interesting. Apparently, he turned down the role of Superman that Christopher Reeve later took on and became a major international star with.
It's hard to picture.
Can you imagine Clint Eastwood as Superman?
No.
That would have been horrible.
Right? Yeah.
It seems like he's been 70 since I was born.
Well, he hasn't always been 70, Kevin.
I just say it seems like that.
But you've seen Dirty Harry and stuff, right? You've seen his movies when he was younger.
What?
You've never seen any of the Dirty Harry movies?
No, I never have.
Oh, you would love them so much.
I've never seen them.
What?
They're old.
What?
I've never seen it. Let's move on. It doesn't matter.
Oh, man.
Just saying.
So Clint wasn't Superman. And this is even more interesting. In the 60s, when Sean Connery left the James Bond series, they asked Eastwood if he'd be interested in being the new Bond.
That's the role of a lifetime,
right? That would be, yeah. And I think at that time, let's see, 69, I think, was the last Connery film. So he wasn't that big a star then, Eastwood. He had done some American television. He was doing those spaghetti westerns and stuff, but he wasn't really a big movie star at the time.
And he said no thanks.
He said no thanks.
How about that?
One by martini shaken, not stirred.
That'd be horrible.
It changed everything.
Hey, mate, I'm British secret agent 007.
It just wouldn't have worked on any level.
So you're happy you turned that one down.
I'm saying not a good choice.
Not an ideal Bond, no.
Lois Lane, my planet blew up. I came here in a rocket.
I just can't see him as Superman either. Today's celebrity birthdays. Ryan Phillippe is 36 years old today. Bassist Mikey Way of My Chemical Romance celebrates his 30th birthday. Matthew Folliwell of Kings of Leon is 26. This is to be good. So this album is so bad. Big Daddy Kane is 42 years old today. Actor Colin Firth turns 50. Chris Columbus, very talented writer and director, is 52. Joe Perry of Aerosmith is 60 years old. And TV host Bill O'Reilly is 61 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. And I walk the no-spin zone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Funny man David Alan Greer joins us next hour on the Kevin and Bean Show. Speaking of funny guys, how about our old friend Adam Carolla? AdamCarolla.com for all of his outstanding podcasts and details on where he's bringing the live show, including Friday, September 17th. That's a week from tonight at the El Portal Theater in Lancashire in North Hollywood. The Ace Man is in Seattle tonight, by the way. Big show at the Moore Theater. And he joins us here on the Kevin and Bean Show now. Ace, what's going on, man?
Yeah, get it on.
Get it on, indeed.
Hey, we were having trouble reaching you on the phone, and we were guessing what name you registered under. What was your idea, Michael?
Mine was John Get It On.
John Get It On. We figured you were using.
You want to know how sad things are? Way back in the day when Drew and I would do all the traveling and the colleges and everything, I used to register under Jimmy Kimmel. No one knew who he was, and I knew I would never forget the name, so it was really easy.
I'm going to start doing that now. That's a good idea.
Now, Adam, do you have so many fans? Are there so many Corolla fans out there that you have to use a fake name at a hotel when you travel?
No. I don't think so, but I don't know. Maybe whoever registers me uses a fake name.
Sure.
I have no idea, but nah, they come around. Well, I mean, here's the whole thing. If you're in LA, it's no big deal, except for you don't stay in a hotel when you're in LA.
Right, you stay at your home.
Sacramento. Now, right. I'm the biggest star in Sacramento.
That's right.
Time, I guarantee you that.
Well, we know you're very busy. We know you're traveling all over the country doing your hilarious podcast live show, and we appreciate that you take the time to join us for what we like to call This Week in Rage.
It's time for This Week
in Rage.
We'll start to number 3 and work on our way down to number 1. First, Seattle, because I'm heading for the airport right now, Bean. I'm all landing right in your backyard, baby.
That's a pet peeve? That's number three?
Well, it's not Seattle. It's some of the things they have in Seattle that I know they just put there to piss off people that have to go back to their crappy towns. When you go to Seattle, when you cross the street, last time I was in Seattle, I was in Kirkland, just about 10 minutes out of Seattle. They have orange flags that you can wave when you cross the street. And then when you get to the other side of the street, you put the orange flag back into the receptacle.
What?
Dean, am I making this up?
I have seen that. I've never used it and can't imagine that anyone would, but they do offer that at some intersections.
What?
Yes.
There's two things that piss me off about this. One, I know they're just trying to piss me off because I got to go back to L.A. where there's no orange flags, but there's bumper stickers on the back of street sweepers that say, don't throw your kids in a dumpster.
There's that, yeah.
Yeah, that's a little different.
By the way, Seattle officially out of problems if they get to the point where they go, you know what we need? We need a flag. Was there a problem in the past with running over pedestrians? Weren't waving orange Caltrans flags? And then the most insulting part about the entire thing is there's instructions on how to use the flag.
Wow.
Printed right on the receptacle, it shows a guy holding it above his head as if I was going to plant it in my ass and crawl on my elbows and knees.
It's a very complex device to try to figure out on your own if you're not trained.
Yes.
Never heard of that.
If you don't have an engineering degree, walk away from the flag.
All right.
Number two, I don't know if you guys have heard the story, but they shot this Guatemalan day laborer a couple days back in L.A., MacArthur Park or something.
Yeah.
And now everyone's out on the street, and they're protesting, and they're burning things, and it's all big trouble. And the mayor and the police chief are calling for peace. This guy was a drunken Guatemalan day laborer who was walking up and down the street with a 40 and swinging around a steak knife, and the cop told him in English and Spanish to put it down, and he wouldn't put it down, and he shot him. That's what we're protesting? We got a drunken guy with a steak knife off the street, and you guys are hitting the streets to protest the demise of this? Did you need this guy? Which is like, oh, you know what? This guy. And by the way, does it ever work out? Like, oh, if the cop wouldn't have shot this guy, he would have gone on to cure AIDS. No, he would have gone on to stab you. Why? Look, go ahead and protest, like, immigration reform or raising minimum wage or whatever it is. But don't protest when a drunken guy who's in your community, who you're glad is out of your community, is gone. And also, as far as the mayor and the police chief, don't get out there and ask everyone for calm and tell them, just threaten to shoot them. Just yell, listen, we shot one Guatemalan. You want to see us shoot another? Go back to your apartment. All right, number one.
Yes.
The guys, I'm tying one and two together. The guys who shot him were bike cops. And I realize you can't mess with bike cops because they're probably insecure and overcompensating.
Now, when you say bike cops, you're not talking about motorcycles.
They rode bicycles.
Okay.
So already the guy's at a disadvantage because he's wearing the shorts and he's got the little bobby socks. And he's not secure at all. As a matter of fact, he's just itching to use that gun. He's probably heard, hey, Pippi Longstocking, why don't you ride a wheelie back to the precinct and leave me alone? Or where's your basket or your little dog Toto? Like, he's probably heard that so many goddamn times, he's just itching to shoot a Guatemalan. Do not mess with that guy. The canine guy, that guy's probably the most secure guy in the squad, right?
Right,
sure. He's got the big Dobie in the back or the German Shepherd. He's driving a cop car with a cage. He's got a shark cage welded into his cop car. He's not going anywhere. He's not going to shoot you. He'll let his dog do his talking. But the bike cop guys, everyone, look out for these dudes. I'm telling you, they're insecure.
Don't poke them with a stick because they're already ready to go off.
They will put a cap in your ass. As a matter of fact, they don't carry pepper spray. They just carry bullets and an attitude.
There you go. All right. You can hear all of Adam's many great podcasts at adamcarolla.com and check there for all the live appearances too, including next Friday night at the El Portal Theater on Lancashire in North Hollywood. Ace Man, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next time, dude.
Yeah, baby.
That is over. Two words, O and Ver. It's the world famous K-Rock at 24 minutes after 8 o'clock.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Funny man David Alan Greer joins us. Also, LaQuisha reviews last night's Jersey Shore first. We have been talking in the last few days about Björk, our little Icelandic pixie singer that we love so much, and her new song. Here's a little bit of that, and then I'll tell you why you now will appreciate this song as being great instead of what you thought before, which is, it's crap.
With our fingers, we make million holes.
This is still crap.
We run and we fall into potholes.
But you thought when you heard it, you thought, well, at least I can check off I've heard the worst song I'm going to hear in 2010, right?
Right,
at least
right
now
yeah.
that's done, because nothing else is going to come out that's as bad as that.
Maybe
well,
in my life.
Yeah. I'm here to tell you that you weren't expecting the return of Yoko Ono, ladies and gentlemen. Now, a lot of people, if they have heard of Yoko Ono at all, they know that she's John Lennon's widow. That's why we know her. But
she broke up the Beatles, man.
She did break up the Beatles. That is actually true. But for 40-something years, she has considered herself a singer. And she's been making records, and she was already fairly well-known in the experimental art world back when John Lennon met her and was a fan of hers, and they started dating, and they ended up married.
But you would know this more than I would, Bean. She's always been bad, right?
She's not to my taste, I'll tell you that.
As a singer.
There seem to be some people out there who like her. And by the way, she has done some records that are listenable. She's actually had a couple of dance hits, too.
Nope.
No way.
She has. Walking on Thin Ice. She's had a couple of songs that have done okay. But what she's doing now, I don't know. And you can go to KevinandBean.com and you can actually see the video of this song that I'm about to play for you. She showed up at the Museum of Modern Art in New York a couple of weeks ago. And I don't know what the exhibit is there, but she was performing as part of the exhibit. And it is called Voice Piece for Soprano and Wish Tree. Okay?
Okay, wait. That's the name of the song?
Voice Piece for Soprano and Wish Tree. And it makes it sound like this is something that she wrote and came down to MoMA prepared to perform for them. When you hear it, though, you're going to think it sounds like she's making it up as she goes along. But there's a crowd of people, probably about, I don't know, 50 people or something like that in the room, and she steps up to the microphone, and I'll play it for as long as you want. You can hear as much of this as you want or as little. You tell me when you're done with Yoko Ono.
All right, hold it. Hold it. All right, hold it.
That's just, that's Wait. Not real.
That's not singing.
No.
Is that?
How could you title that? What?
The first thing you think when you hear that is, well, she's clearing her throat. She's preparing
right.
to sing.
She's
at some
yelling.
Point, she's yelling to get the phlegm out or whatever. And then at some point, she's going to pause. And then she's going to start singing. There's going to be some melody and some words,
I'm
right?
watching the video right now, and she's holding that microphone. And she really believes she's singing the greatest song that's ever been sung.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I'm uncomfortable now because now it has gone from some sort of a primal scream therapy to it sounds like she's getting off.
Right.
And that concerns me because I don't want 75-year-old Yoko Ono masturbating in front of me, which is what I'm getting the impression is happening here.
Until the next part.
We're 14 seconds in is all, by the way, of a two-minute song. Now, at some point, and I know she's an invited guest, but at some point, doesn't the museum cut the mic
yes.
or walk over to put their arm around her and throw a blanket on her head and take her out and throw her in the back of a car?
Yeah, guys bust in masks and take her out.
Oh, what? My God. That's,
and she's not using any words, right? So that's
right.
not a song. She's just yelling.
Where's the money tree?
I don't know what this is about. But, I mean, is it that she's just because – she has all this goodwill built up because she's John Lennon's widow, so people don't want to say – be mean to her, or people – they just kind of accept it? They just kind of say, okay, that's nice, Yoko?
But do you think it's like where is it, the Museum of Modern Art?
Right.
Do you think it's people just going, you know – I don't like this.
I don't know what art is.
I don't like this, but I don't want to say because then I'll be kind of, maybe I'll be uncool and I won't appreciate what this is.
It's possible.
They all have to be thinking that. There's no one that's going, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
No one.
There's not one person hearing that in the room that day or hearing it on the radio today who goes, yeah, I see what she's going for there. That's art, right?
And there's only 45 people there. Right? That's not real.
I know that you hate the Björk song, and I get that. But in comparison,
at least,
isn't Björk 1,000 times better than Yoko Ono?
Cannot argue that.
Who knew we'd find something that's 1,000 times worse than Björk?
That just happened.
Wow, she's bad.
You got to see the video. It's up at KevinandBean.com right now. LaQuisha's next. As if there's not already enough to love about Friday, we get to catch up with our girlfriend LaQuisha every week about this time. Hey, LaQuisha, how are you?
I could not be better.
I'm glad to hear that. By the way, more than one of our listeners last week suggested that you are on the show often enough now as you recap Jersey Shore for us that it's time for you to get your own Omar theme song. How do you feel about that?
Hell no.
Oh, no? You don't want to have anything to do with that?
I heard what damn Omar does to songs and whatnot.
Yeah.
I don't want that anywhere near me.
Well, maybe you should make one yourself, then.
Oh, well, maybe I will, then.
Okay.
Oh, what? Black woman can't have any musical talent?
No, I'm saying go ahead.
Ever heard of Aretha Franklin?
Have at. When we left you last week, you were telling us about the Jersey Shore that was a little bit of foreplay on that episode because it stopped right before a big girl fight. Did that continue last night?
Oh, did it ever. We saw just the beginning last week. The new episode that's fighting between Sammy and JWoww and Ronnie and Vinny start pushing at each other. And then Snooki just goes nuts. And I'm not quite sure what she says here, but she seems upset.
Oh, man! It's over! Go ahead! Because I didn't do anything! I was watching out for Sam because Sam's my best friend in the house!
What?
What?
Dogs in that neighborhood be gone crazy! Shut up, Snooki! Well, Sammy really got the best of JWoww in the fight, believe it or not. And Sammy's not a girl who fights a lot. JWoww is a girl who will fight anybody for any reason. Last season, she beat up the situation.
Yeah.
But Sammy got some good licks in on that fight before they broke her up, and she was very happy about it.
How does it feel, Jenny, to have the crap beat out of you from me? How does it feel, Jenny? I'm basking in it right now. This is probably, like, the best accomplishment that I've had in a long time, to, like, literally kick the out of Jenny. Best accomplishment.
Well, congratulations. I'm sure your parents are so proud.
She shoots high with her goals, huh?
Not since you lost your virginity at 8 or whatever it was. They feel so much like a woman. Congratulations. Well, of course, they can't let this little tension in the house get in the way of partying, can they?
No way.
No, so Paulie and Vinny, they go out on the beach, start creeping on some girls, looking for some women to bring home later that night. And there's some beautiful women out on the beach, but you got to be careful sometimes when you're out there playing around.
The beach is on fire with hotties today. Tons of girls all over the place.
What's up?
And these two girls walk up to us.
So what's up? Let's get in the water.
Get in the water situation.
And then all of a sudden, it's like nothing like a nice herpy to ruin the party.
Whoa!
Oh, sure. She had a giant herpes sore on her lip.
Oops.
That's the, like, you don't have that, by the way, Paulie. That's the least of your worries. She's lucky. That herpes saved her probably from chlamydia. One STD actually helped her from getting another one.
LaQuisha, Ralph, a couple of weeks ago, was talking about somebody who worked on the set of Jersey Shore and said they just hand out Valtrex like candy to people on that set. They got to.
They do. They got all kinds of medication on that set, I'm sure. Well, being in Miami, the group starts talking about the differences in ethnicities because there's a lot of Spanish folk in Miami, and there's a lot of black folk down there, and they're all Italian, or they claim to be.
Right.
So they're talking about nationalities and what their derivation are and the history of their families. And Snooki, she finally sets the record straight because, you know, there'll be some talk that she's not full-blood Italian. They say she maybe got some Portuguese in her or
that's
whatnot.
That's scandalous.
But this is what Snooki or something when is the question is ethnicity.
You're asking me what I am. I'm tan. That's what I am.
Oh, no.
Now we know. Answer that. Ask then answer. The mystery is solved.
That's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Well, tensions are running high in the house, especially between Angelina and Vinny, which really is their fight that started the whole thing that ended up being a fist fight between Sammy and JWoww.
Mm-hmm.
So Angelina and Vinny have just been going at it like cats and dogs, and they're ready to go out for the night and get their drink on, but there's one more fight needs to be had before everybody leaves the house.
Honey, I know I'm the best right now, so I don't care what you have to say about me.
All right, Kim Kardashian. You're more like the Rob Kardashian of Staten Island, you ugly...
Shut the f*** up, you...
Oh my gosh.
Oh, I hate him. I hate Vinny. I hate him. I can't stand Vinny.
Mortal enemy is Angelina and Vinny.
Mm.
They hate each other.
Are they fond of each other?
They do not like each other.
I'm unclear.
So they all go out drinking, and people start pairing up. Like Snooki, she sets her eyes on a swarthy young gentleman who's hanging out at the DJ booth. And I'm not quite sure what her plans are for him.
I see this cute guy in the DJ booth. So we start dancing like Spanish people. Just very excited for him to come over and, you know, get it in.
What? Huh? What?
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
She's excited for him to come over and get it in.
She means get it on.
No, she means get it in.
Really?
Yeah, that's her new phrase for when she's going to spend time with a gentleman.
Oh, no.
He's going to get it in.
Oh. That's a little on the nose, isn't it, Lucretia?
She is a delicate young flower.
And by Spanish people, she means Cubans, right?
Yeah, well, yeah. I don't know how they dance. It looks like they dance good to me. Maybe she means just good dancing. I don't know, okay. Because she was confused by the Spanish dancing he was asking her to do.
Yeah.
So as people are pairing up, people start making out. Alcohol takes its effect. And the most surprising moment of last night's episode is the cab ride home. When sworn enemies, Angelina and Vinny, start going at it in the back of the cab.
Wait, fighting?
No, making out and groping and sex stuff.
What?
I turn around and I'm like, oh, like, these two people, they hate each other. Go figure.
Angelina thinks like a guy, so she wants to get laid. Vinny is a guy, so he wants to get laid.
Angelina's why, bro?
That's Miami for you.
That's not Miami. Nothing
no.
to do with Miami.
No, it isn't.
No,
that's drunken, stupid sluts and boneheads from Jersey for you.
They
that's
have
what that is.
They gonna have sex and then punch each other?
They have sex.
What?
They have
oh my
full
God.
Float. He gets it in. To
wow,
use a
what?
Phrase very popular
What's
on this show.
What's happening?
What is happening? This Vinny, by the way, slept with Snooki earlier this season.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he better pray herpes is all he ends up with.
All right, Lucretia, well done.
There's a new one on Sunday, so I'll be back Monday morning.
Fantastic.
All right, then.
That's over. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it's 8:52.
Get some sort of a timer, some sort of a clock. It just counts down to zero
clocks.
So that you know when the song's
clocks.
Over. It would be helpful.
Clocks.
Something to look for.
Clocks.
You are listening to Kevin and Bean Show. David Alan Greer will or will not be here, depending
here.
On how.
He's already here.
Are you kidding me?
He is here early. We were in the other room chatting. He was making
He's not on CPT.
Laugh. He was making us all laugh, and he is wildly entertaining, and I realized how much I missed Dag. We haven't had him in a while. And
I love Dag. I love him so much.
He is a smart, smart, funny man.
Well, we'll get to him right after the top of the hour. First, Ralph is here with another look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Great list. I want to thank our associate producer, Chip, for giving me this list of the top 40 all-time greatest TV theme songs. You know, I miss the TV theme song. That is a lost art.
They don't do them so much anymore,
they
right?
They don't because they try to whittle down the programs to provide for as much advertising time as they can.
So like Lost went, that's it.
Right, and they want to use whatever time they're saving on the theme song for actual content for the show because they are limited as it is. So the theme song has sort of gone by the wayside.
When was the heyday of the theme song TV?
70s, I had to think. It was really the glory day of the theme song.
There were so many theme songs back then that were popular that lots of them, dozens of them, became big hits on the pop charts and on the radio, too.
Yeah, it was kind of weird. You'd hear them on the radio, and they would sell millions and millions of copies.
That's bizarre.
There's some strong 80s entries, too, though.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But I'm thinking, when you think, there are theme songs today that are still popular today for shows that most people have never even seen. Like, if you hear the theme from MASH... Da, da,
yeah.
da, 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 da. Everybody knows that, but not a lot. Some of those people probably haven't even seen that show.
Cheers.
Or Cheers or Love Boat. The Love Boat. That's sort of become a thing on its own.
Yeah.
And it's just gone. The theme song is gone.
It
I
is.
Miss the theme song.
Are you crying?
A little bit.
All right.
Here's the. They've got a list of 40 here. I'll just go through some of the top 20. How about that? The Simpsons, for example, still a great example of a great theme song. Number 20 on the list of all-time great theme songs.
I wonder if Danny Elfman has made more money off of writing the Simpsons theme, that 30 seconds of music, than some of the big movies he's done. probably. Because it's been playing for 20 years.
Yeah, it's true.
Remember Malcolm in the Middle had Boss Me by They Might Be Giants was the theme song for that song? That was great.
Great song.
Square Pegs, not a very successful TV show, but the theme by The Waitresses was a very successful song. That's number 18 on the list. The Muppet Show theme, of course, was number 17. Mission Impossible.
Sure. Yeah!
12th on the list, for example. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, 11th on the list. And that used to be a very popular thing, that the theme song, one of the jobs of the theme song was to catch you up. If it was your first time watching the show, they would give you a little synopsis of what the show was about in the theme song.
Wasn't that a hit for Will Smith before the TV series?
No.
It wasn't. That
no,
was for the
that
show.
That was for the show.
No kidding.
But he talks about coming out of West Philly and moving to Bel Air.
Yeah,
so. Hey, man, smell you later. Remember to the cab driver and everything? Yeah. Gilligan's Island, of course, had to be on the list. It's number 9. Number 8, Hawaii 5-0.
Yeah.
Which now you're just hearing out the ass with the reboot of this show coming back on CBS.
Did they update the theme?
No, they're using the same old classic theme song, and they are playing the crap out of it in the commercials. I'll tell you, you can't hardly turn on CBS without hearing it. The Andy Griffith Show, The Jeffersons, All in the Family. Peter Gunn is a classic theme. You probably don't know it by name, but if you heard it, you'd absolutely know it. It goes da 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 da
Yeah, I think we get it.
Sure?
Yep. I'm pretty sure.
It goes on like...
Yep. Got it. Got that.
Okay. Anything else on the list, Ralph?
Sanford and Son.
Yeah.
Sure. Third on the list. MASH, I just mentioned. Suicide is Painless is the name of that song, but the MASH theme is number 2 on the list. And number 1, we think the most... considered by Paste Magazine, by the way, to be the number 1 theme song of all time.
I hope it's Family Guy.
Brady Bunch not in the top 20, Lisa.
No
can you believe
kidding.
That? That's something everyone knows.
South Park.
Not considered. This is, I guess, quality, like best theme song as opposed to most famous. South Park, not in the top 20 as well.
Bogus.
Quality.
Welcome back, Cotter.
Nope. Mike mentioned it earlier. Cheers, where everybody knows your name.
Number really?
One. Yeah, number
interesting.
One. Number one all-time TV theme song. Thought that was an interesting one.
Are there any... notable theme songs on television today. I mean, I think of Jackass. That's a pretty recognizable song
that's
that
true.
You get excited when you hear that. But I mean,
well, Simpsons, as we mentioned, South
Simpsons,
Park,
yeah.
I think, so is really
Family
strong.
Guy has a good theme song.
Yeah. Family Guy's got a great
it's
theme
funny
song.
That
yeah.
most of those are animated shows. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Katy Perry.
Oh, yes. My God. Giant boobs.
Was asked in an interview what... her younger self would think about her current self. If you know anything about Katie, you know that she was raised by pastors. Both of her parents are in the church. She started out singing religious music. She was quite the buttoned-up young lady when she was young. And now she, of course, is the unbuttoned young lady.
God, is she hot. Look at that rack.
She couldn't keep them buttoned up. It wasn't her fault. She busted out of whatever clothes she had.
Katie tells Us Weekly magazine she thinks her younger self would be very excited about her present self and her current career. She thinks she'd be very happy for her older self. She said, however, she probably would tell herself to put some more clothes on.
No!
Well, that's what I say. Don't listen to your other self.
No. Doesn't seem like she is.
Don't think that way.
No.
Katie! Hey,
juicy melons.
Don't talk to yourself when you go back in time.
Change everything.
There'll be a hole in the time-space continuum. And then you put more clothes on.
It would be bad for everyone.
Oh, not enough call for that one.
Not enough call for Doc Brown these days.
Nice melons.
Yeah. And Will and Jada Pinkett Smith are continuing to push their children on us in the world of entertainment. You know, they have forced us to believe that their son is a film star.
He was Karate Kid.
And he also was in 8 days
seven,
a week or eight,
seven
heads,
pounds.
8 pounds a head or something. Seven
Oh, wow. Whoa, whoa.
The head weighs 8 pounds. Isn't that what's that?
Seven pounds.
That's very different than 7 pounds a head.
No, it wasn't in 7 pounds. He
happiness.
Was in Happiness.
Happiness.
Yeah, the one where
Pursuit of Happiness.
Where he played a stockbroker or whatever. That's the one.
Right.
Anyway, now their daughter, Will and Jada's daughter, Willow Smith, 9-year-old Willow Smith, has her own record deal with Jay-Z's label Roc Nation.
And have you seen her? She dresses like she's 25, too.
Well,
producer Alex was saying she knew we were all in trouble when she started walking the red carpets by herself.
Right. She did.
At like seven. They would send her down on her own. She would pose for the paparazzi. And they're just snapping away, taking her picture.
Oh, my God.
She's now 9 years old with her own record deal. And the new single has just been released. It's called Whip My Hair.
Whip My
Whip
Hair.
Dale?
Yes.
All right.
And here's a little taste of 9 year old Willow Smith.
She whips her hair back and forth.
Is that what's happening?
Yes. I missed the Yoko Ono song.
She whips her hair back and forth.
She does.
Yeah, she whips her hair back and forth.
A lot.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah. Now, would somebody go out and buy that and like that and listen to that and enjoy that?
I can't imagine.
They may do all the first ones, but I doubt the enjoy one. I don't think that would ever pass.
She's going to be on Celebrity Rehab by next season.
Here's the thing. She's nine.
Right.
That's the thing, really.
Right, that's it.
That's all. That's the whole thing right there. But also, at nine, what could you possibly sing about that I could give a rat's ass to listen to?
She whips her hair back and forth,
right,
dude. Yeah. That happens.
I broke a crayon today. I mean, she can't talk about sex or drinking or partying or problems or her job or troubles or angst or happiness or sadness. Oh, she's got nothing. She's nine.
But, Ralph, you know that there are kids not much older than her who have made credible records throughout the years. You look at the early hits of the Jackson 5, as good a pop record as were ever made. Michael Jackson was 11 when those were made.
I mean, did he write it?
No, he didn't write it, but I'm saying he was that. We're not saying Willow wrote this either, but I'm saying Michael Jackson was talented enough to be able to pull it off. It doesn't sound to me like Willow is.
Yeah, but that was a group that was putting out a song about men and women and relationships and love and romance and stuff. You could buy it because there were older members in the group. You could understand that maybe the teenagers of the Jackson 5 at least understood something about having a broken heart. If she starts singing about having a broken heart, I'm going to break her teeth. All right, I'm done.
She can do I Like McNuggets. Maybe something like that. Yeah.
I like my dipping sauce hot. I like my dipping sauce hot. Happy meal, yo.
She can be sad when Yo Gabba Gabba isn't on.
Today's celebrity birthday is TV host Bill O'Reilly, 61 years old today. Guitarist Joe Perry of We May Have Seen the Last of Aerosmith. That's what they're saying. Now Steven Tyler's an American Idol judge.
Hey, they had a good run.
They sure did.
I mean, they were a band for like 100 years.
He is 60 years old today. Director Chris Columbus is 52. Big Daddy Kane celebrates his 42nd birthday. Director Guy Ritchie is 42. Ryan Phillippe, most recently seen, I guess, in MacGruber. He is 36 years old. Mikey Way of My Chemical Romance is 30. And Matthew Folliwell of The Kings of Leon Folliwills. He is 26 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz. Kevin Amin Show, we know how to close strong. We wait till the last hour of the last show of the week to bring in the heavy artillery, ladies and gentlemen. The great David Alan Greer has joined us. You can see him live on stage at the Brea Improv downtown. Brea, that's improv.com. This weekend, that means tonight and tomorrow night. Of course, September 11th is the happiest day of the year. Really. You feel like laughing. And Dag is going to be there. What's going on, man?
Well, I got to get down to that Koran burning down south.
Yeah. That is the strangest story, and I haven't been following it very closely, but it was a pastor of a church that was going
to
burn Koreans.
You don't need to know anything, but look at the picture of that guy's handlebar mustache.
Yeah.
That really...
says it all?
Oh, yeah.
Were you in a biker gang?
Well, now I'm going to burn the Koran, the holy book of these people.
Yeah. It has been crazy. It's on again. It's off again. I think right now it's off. I think as of right now, this moment, I think he's not going to burn it, which is good. But
let's hope not.
It's been crazy. Hey, any comment? I know you got a lot of stuff to talk about, Dag, as you always do, but you were listening in the other room. Any comment on Will and Jada Pinkett Smith and what they're doing, pushing their little girl Willow into a musical career?
Well, I'll tell you what. They've had such good luck. Something bad's going to happen. Not that I wish, but everybody can't be successful. Sooner or later, someone's going to stumble and fall. And I hope it's not this young girl. Really, please.
This kid, this actor Jaden, that Karate Kid movie, huge hit, like a couple hundred million dollars around the world, big movie.
I saw it four times.
You did.
if you
Are
had
you
a
kidding not, me?
You didn't
I
see it
like
once.
Ralph Macchio.
Me
Ralph
too.
Macho, yeah. Ralph Macho was like 50 when he did that. Yeah. He never grew up.
I know, it's weird.
I used to watch Ralph Macho. How can he like really front a dude off or like his woman? Remember, you know, like if he had a girlfriend, he's like,
well, I swear to God, if you don't sit down and look at me, I will kill you.
Because he always looked like a 14-year-old kid, man.
He was on Ugly Betty last season.
He was on Ugly Betty. What's he look like now?
The same.
Wow, that's scary. Karate Kid.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Deal with the Devil.
That's scary.
Dancing with the Stars. Also getting a lot of attention right now because the new lineup has been announced since the last time we had you. You're a veteran of that program.
Well, we went out in a blaze of glory. But you know what? I think Dancing with the Stars is so old and stayed in its procedure. They have to mix it up.
It's a huge hit, Dad. It's a huge hit.
They need to get rid of all the judges. They need to, here's some suggestions. They need to give out more prizes, okay? Not just the best dancer. They should have the cast favorite. They should do one thing. When you make it to the semifinals, then they should do one time only. You get to switch partners. You have to switch partners.
Ooh, that's a great idea.
You know what I'm saying? Then they should bring some of the people that got kicked off back on to judge the other dancers. Or they should do this. They should go out in the street and get three people that don't know anything about dancing,
right,
have never seen ballroom dancing,
right,
bring them in an elimination round and let them judge it. Then
I'm in. I like
the
it.
Final
I like all
two,
these.
Hold up. Here's it coming. The final two should win by a slap boxing contest. I mean, just
rock,
do
paper,
something
scissors, baby. I don't know.
Do something different, man. Do something different. It's the same thing. You know, they have the comedian, the old guy, the astronaut, you know, and David Hasselhoff.
But they do market research. They find somebody for every segment of the population to vote for. I mean, that's smart business, isn't it?
I guess. I mean, but there are no famous people on there. The well, business part of it is, you know, like the year that I was on, the Bachelor or Bachelorette, that chick who was on the Bachelor or the Bachelorette,
right,
she was really popular, but she's not famous. She's not, I don't know who she is. I never will know who she is.
Right.
And this season, there are more and more reality people and less famous people. Perhaps Margaret Cho, David Hasselhoff. Those are probably the most legitimately famous people. Rick Fox.
Sure.
You know, but that's about it. But then they have nine other people that I have never heard of. I don't know what they do.
You've heard of Florence Henderson. You know who
Excuse
Mrs. Brady
me?
Is. You know who Mrs. Brady is.
Brady,
come on.
Who? What is that?
That's why I'm strictly an America's Best Dance Crew guy myself on MTV. That's the show.
If I see one more Asian group of Asian kids doing down and dirty hip hop.
That's your rules. That's one of my guilty pleasures. I'm not kidding. I love that.
I was in Canada and I was working on a film there and they showed that show five times a night. I don't know.
Oh, really?
That's what I'm talking about.
Very big.
That's odd.
This is the voice of David Alan Greer on the Kevin and Bean Show, by the way, in town this weekend for appearances tonight and tomorrow night at the Brea Improv. I know you watch. Please don't do that. I know you watch every reality TV show. Were you listening to LaQuisha talk about the Jersey Shore? And is that a show you watch?
I have not watched the Jersey Shore this season. I have not watched it. I'm not really up on it. Yeah,
nope.
I watched it last season. I watched it. I do like the situation because the situation, he slept with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Sure looks like.
He slept with everybody.
Right.
Condoleezza Rice. I don't know you. I don't know your mom, Condi. Condi, look at me. What? Huh? Come on now. Come on now. Come on. I know you. Yeah, he laid a lot of pipe.
You think he did that with Condoleezza Rice?
Perhaps.
Well,
perhaps.
That would be a conquest. That would be pretty good.
It would be
a notch in your belt.
Dry dirt road. That's what I think that would be. Lots of pebbles.
I've always heard, and maybe this is just vicious rumor mongering, but it would be very difficult for any man to have sex with Condoleezza Rice, is what I've heard.
Perhaps. I don't know.
But that's
know.
How good the situation
I don't
is.
Bean. What could you ever mean?
That's not my idea. That would probably be my worst, you know, wife number three.
Okay.
Condi. You wake up next to Condi. Yeah, it's like,
You're single now. You're single right now.
Single right now, right?
Okay.
To mingle.
What about Kim Kardashian, who apparently is in loves the black man? What about Kim? Why don't you go for some of that?
She's hideous. I hate Kim Kardashian.
Really? What? She's so hot.
You don't mean hideous physically.
She's so hot.
You don't mean.
I would go out with Courtney.
She's
Courtney's
hot too.
A hot one. Courtney's a hot one.
Okay, but Kim, but there's no,
Chloe's a moose, you know.
Right,
but Courtney is the hot one.
Okay, fine, but
Kim's got too much. She's had too much surgery. And the black chicks on Dancing with the Stars, they told me that Kim Kardashian had no rhythm. I'm talking about no rhythm. She was like a potato. They said no booty shake, nothing. She could not dance to save her life. And that's frightening. That's concerning. You know, if we talk about getting with somebody. That's
right. But if you watch her sex tape, which I'm sure you have, you realize she can do that.
Baby, baby, oh my God, baby, you're going to be... Baby.
Wow, I didn't want to hear that noise.
Baby. Yeah.
Ray J, though? Ray? What was his name?
Ray J. My favorite part of that sex video is that he would not show her. It was just him talking to the camera. That's all he cared about. He didn't care about the sex or anything else.
But I like Ray J. Does he really have a career? I want to be that dude with like 17 hot chicks like, I'm going to give you a nickname, okay? I'm going to call you Shoulda Booty. And look here, girl, what will you do to be with me? Let me know. He did like three seasons.
I saw that. It was unbelievable.
My favorite show was when Tom Green showed up. It was like, I brought my boys, my crew. So it was like five black dudes and Tom Green. So I saw Tom. I was like, Tom, come here, man. Come on. Whose agent called whom to get you on the Ray Ray date show? He's like, I'm one of his crew, one of his boys.
But he was kidding. He was joking.
No, he was serious.
What?
But Tom, you never know. I mean, he's actually a really nice guy. Look, kid. I was like, how did you meet him? Like, well, we were socializing and exchange numbers, and we do kind of hang out. I was like, shut up.
That's weird.
Oh, yeah. He said he was.
You can't be a member of a crew if you exchange numbers.
That's the rule. They exchange numbers and we kick it.
David Alan Greer, Friday and Saturday. That's tonight and tomorrow night at the Brea Improv, downtown Brea, California, improv.com. A quick break. More with Dag after this on the Kevin and Bean. Funny man David Alan Greer is here on stage tonight and tomorrow night at the Brea Improv in Brea, California. I don't care if you're listening to our affiliate in Iowa right now. You get in your car and you drive to Brea, California, because it's worth it to see this man on stage. Go to improv.com for tickets.
I was performing at Brea.
What? You didn't?
I didn't. I took it off my calendar. And
that's why you're here, Dag.
I know, but they're like, why is K-Rock calling you? I don't have anything to promote. Yeah, you do. You're playing Brea. No, I'm not. I'm going to San Francisco. What?
Yeah, you're playing Brea.
You should get a calendar or something like that.
I have a calendar, but I erased it because I have my, you know, I'm supposed to do this movie, this other thing, and I took it off my calendar by mistake.
You're shaky. You're effing shaky, aren't you?
You are shaky.
I imagine your publicist or your assistant or whoever's got a hands full, right?
I try to sit them down and say, look, don't, you know, you got to email me a lot of times. And text.
That's the way I am, too. Okay. You have to lower people's expectations, and then
exactly. I'll show up. I mean, I'm not being mean. It's just you got to hit me up a lot of times. You know what
I'm saying? Hey, Dag, I have a question for you. We have a very large audience that's engaged and listening and likes to participate. And that's why you come on, because our audience will buy tickets, and they will go see you, because that's what they do. You are single. Maybe we can help in that area, too. Uh-oh. Are you looking for a lady? Is that something that maybe one of our listeners could... Could fill
yeah,
that
but
gap
you
for
know
him?
What? It's got to be something like this right here. See, first of all, I'm looking for somebody who's open for suggestions, okay?
All right.
You know what I mean? Open-minded.
Right.
Lisa, you know what I'm talking about.
I'm afraid I do.
Exactly.
So I'm out.
Exactly.
Now what kind of...
Stop. No, you're not, because I heard you.
I don't know how open we mean.
Well, you said you let your boyfriend get you in the butt. You know, that was your special treat.
Hey, easy there.
What?
Easy.
What happened?
I'm just saying, easy.
We have to be careful.
We're on the radio.
Oh,
we're actually broadcasting.
Is that as open as you mean? Because that's not that open.
That's it. That's not that bad.
That's not that open?
That's not that open.
What's two girls and a cup? Open? Well, I mean,
no.
Open,
you
like,
okay, well,
do that, girl.
Open.
Do that. Show me. Show daddy.
That's what she's afraid of.
That's right. What I'm wondering.
Yeah,
what
who knows?
No.
What you mean by that? Yeah. Who knows?
But I mean, Dag, here's my question. You've been married before, and unfortunately, it didn't work out. And now that you're single and you've been around, and you're picky and you're famous, so you can be. But I'm just wondering, do you have a checklist of things that are essential for you for the special lady that's next?
I do. I have Dag's 10 questions. First question, are you insane?
Okay.
Now, you.
this question is going to be repeated because if you find a really insane person, it's going to be three different answers. You know, you say, are you insane? No, I'm not. The second time, are you insane? What? Me? And the third time, is like, see what happened was.
Yeah, I'm giving him the sexy time music since he's talking to the ladies.
Right. Have you ever been arrested?
Arrested.
Were you born a woman?
Important.
Okay. Is there an order of protection currently out against you? Okay. Are all of your limbs and extremities your own?
Okay.
Are you married?
That's a good question.
Do you have kids?
A better question.
Okay.
Now, is that a deal breaker for you? You won't date anyone with kids?
Well, it will be assessed.
Depends on how hot
you
are.
He's got a kid.
Are you a legal resident? I just need to know.
You going to go to Arizona?
I just need to know. No.
I just need to be safe if you go to Arizona? I don't know. I'm not sure how that works.
This is a radio and people didn't see your move. What you just did, you did the side to side like, whoa. Like, you're saying, I'll go either way. I'll double it down. Okay, what else did I say? Are you insane? Have you ever been arrested? Have you ever gone to jail?
Good.
Have you ever been insane?
Always been insane.
Right.
Exactly. Okay. Have you done pornography?
Good.
In a professional venue.
Okay. Is that a yes or no?
I just want to know. I need to know. I got to know.
It might be acceptable.
I dated adult film stars, you know, but it was weird. Because, you know, when you'd be like, I did this one girl. I was like, you know, I really love The Roots. She says, I love The Roots too. Like, really? You love The Roots too? Yeah, so every person you mentioned, she knew. But new in the Cardinals.
But was she talking about the roots of her hair?
No, she was talking about the whole band.
She was talking about the whole band. She knew them intimately.
Yeah, yes,
all right.
All everybody. So that wouldn't work out.
Okay.
At this point, that's what I do. You know, somebody like that, probably not. I've never dated a woman with kids, but I have, you know, I have a daughter now, but that would not be, that would have to be a real relationship if they ever met my
daughter.
You're
not looking for that.
Of course.
No, that really changes everything.
You're just looking for the one night thing.
Do you have is there an application on your website or something where ladies can submit for your consideration or anything like that?
Current photos?
They can hit me up on Facebook. Okay.
Right.
They can hit me up on Facebook. Daggeroni. It's me. David Alan Greer. But that's the one with my picture in it because there are a couple fake ones. There are a couple fake ones. But I tried. I met a couple women online and then it would be like at a certain point you'd meet them and they said, it's like, look, I'm going to tell you my name. I'm kind of well known. I don't know. I hope you can be discreet. My name's David Alan Greer. They're like, no, you're not. I'm like, okay. When I meet you at Starbucks, like an hour, won't you see that it's not me if I tell you it's me? Because... No, it never got past her. They said, you're not him.
All right.
He's famous and you would not be him. So
the problem is that you've learned to distrust everyone that you meet online. Yeah. That's why.
Yeah. I dated Angelina Jolie.
You did. That's great.
Online, no. I never met her.
You never met her.
I think it was really her, though.
Sure.
Have you heard of internet pimping?
No.
My driver in Pittsburgh told me this. I'm like, hey, man, I'm an internet pimp. And I was like, what are you talking about? He said, okay, I met this girl. I'm 37 myself. Met this girl. She was 19, brother. First of all, sent her virtual flowers. We kicked it a little bit. Then I sent her a virtual bottle of wine. Did all that. Sent her virtual box of chocolates.
What are those things?
Virtual. It's virtual.
So it's just like a picture of them?
Yes. It's like, bling, I just sent you a box of chocolates.
All right.
Then he hooked up with the girl and knocked it out. No, for real.
All right.
And but he'd already bought her wine and dinner and
chocolate. But he gets all confused. He's like, well, I spent all that time on it, you know, boom. But it doesn't cost any money. And the guy was like, yep. Yeah, so he was the internet pimp.
That's awesome.
You know, you should have the internet thing. Don't tell them who you are. Show up at the Starbucks. And then just pick them up as you and have them leave whoever that idiot was online.
Okay, you as a
think
woman,
about that.
How many guys have you gone out with meeting them online?
I haven't.
None. Exactly. There we go.
Okay.
All right.
Well, that's a good point.
In Brea, would you like them to shout or flash you or anything to get your attention?
Well, we can talk, man, because one time there was this girl who came up who asked me to autograph a body part.
All right.
And here's how it went. This is my luck. You know, this happened on the Thursday show. Me and my brother were looking for her till Sunday. It was like, but she was nuts. She was like, will you sign this? Oh, my God. And she never came back. It was just like, really?
I like that she sounded like that and you looked for her for 4 days.
Oh, yeah. I want the nut job. I want the nut job.
Are the nut jobs better in bed?
Always. Nut jobs are the greatest in bed.
That's what
Ralph says.
You just don't want.
Like I was seeing this girl I met in Northern California. and I was asking her my 10 questions. And sure. this is a crazy girl, you know. So I go, "Are you crazy? You know, have you ever been arrested?" Okay, she goes, "Okay, see what happened was." No, because he had my purse. He had my purse. I shouldn't have been on the property, but I went there and I was like, "Wow, you're
already out by." Okay, here's what happened, right? I mean, you is.
Here's the craziest response, and this did happen. I was talking to a girl. I said, "You know, have you ever been committed?" She goes, "My friends, they shouldn't have did this, but." And I was like, "What?" She goes, "Well, because you know the eyes where you see the robot eyes." I was like, "What are you talking about?" "You know the robot eyes, because the people with the robot eyes, like if you look in their eyes, they're like the robot eyes, because some people, they do have the robot eyes." And she was real serious.
I hope you took her right to bed.
No, I took her right out back to the Standard Hotel, and I was like, "It's
you only dated you dated her for a year, let's face it."
Oh, you know me well.
But David Alan Greer is here. Wow. We have to take another break. I'm sad to say you can see it. What?
I want to say more things. Every time I'm on, you say you got to take a break.
We do, though. That's the thing.
It's the man keeping us down. Tonight and tomorrow night on stage at the Brea Improv. Ladies, look good. You can get a piece of David Alan Greer. We'll return right after this on the Kevin and Bean Show.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 9:46.
I feel like it's therapy in the room whenever David Alan Greer is here. He's grilling us all sorts of personal questions, making assessments, making us lay on the couch. It's weird.
I love it here.
No. He makes us all feel inferior.
Lisa, he does.
Lisa. Nope.
What? No.
Nope. You don't even know what I'm going to say.
Yes, we do. Don't care.
Lisa,
take it away, Ralph.
Take
it away.
Here's Ralph with the showbiz beat.
Why are we interrupting our guest? Apparently he's got something to say.
No, he doesn't.
Nope.
Wow, man. They don't trust you even a little bit.
Not a bit.
I'd love to have dinner with you, Lisa, sometime.
No. Nope.
Wow.
No.
She doesn't fit your 10 questions.
You were going to meet up with Alex, and that never happened.
Oh, Alex got she got nervous.
She did.
She did.
No, you didn't show up.
No, that's
or you
not
didn't
true.
Call her back. That's something like that.
Let's just move on.
All right, listen. It's time for the show.
Now he wants to move on.
Oh, you don't like it when the tables are turned.
I'm going to leave. I'll see you guys. It's weird. What, yeah. Ralph? I'm out of here. A lot of aggression.
Let's talk about showbiz news, shall we?
There we go.
Please. Britney Spears, I mentioned this week. Speaking of crazy girls, no one ever asked her if she was crazy before they slept with her.
Oh, yeah, they didn't care, I don't think.
Her former bodyguard is suing her for $10 million for sexual harassment. Fernando Flores claims that Britney Spears would approach him in various states of undress and try to elicit sexual favors from him while he was her bodyguard.
Days. Yes, in the old days.
Do you think the first words were, "Hold my baby"?
Oh, God.
Hold on. Awesome. You're so awesome. Hold my baby.
He alleges that she was not the best mother either.
What?
He claims that borrowed his belt so that she could beat one of her sons.
But wait a minute. He gave her the belt.
Apparently.
She borrowed my gun so she could shoot someone. That's illegal. That's illegal. Wow.
And also fed her kids crab meat even though they had severe shellfish allergies. Well, Britney today said this is another unfortunate situation where someone is trying to take advantage of the Spears family and make a name for himself.
Does that sound like Britney's own
words?
It does.
It sounds like she actually wrote that.
The Spears family.
She didn't mention y'all, though. That's why I know it wasn't her.
Or Ewans. I like that
word. Usually there's a y'all involved. Lindsay Lohan!
Yeah.
Speaking of babies, she's back in the news. She thinks that a child would solve a lot of her problems.
Wow.
Oh, man. No.
Does she want to have a baby?
Yeah, yes. She does. She wants to have a baby.
But I heard she wants to have one with Samantha Ronson, so that's...
Yeah. I don't know if he can do that.
I don't either!
In Touch Weekly says she's determined to stay sober and hopes to get pregnant soon. She believes that the child would make a perfect companion, one of her friends says.
Oh,
or
no.
Brooch. She wants to have a baby so she can have a friend.
Companion? Oh.
And she claims,
"Hey, mommy's going to the party. Get dressed."
Maybe she got the idea from Nicole Richie, whose life made a complete turnaround when she started a family with Joel Madden.
She did.
She did.
Our children go to the same preschool.
She seems like a great mom.
She is an awesome mom, and her daughter is beautiful.
But it seems like she was ready for that. I'm not sure Lindsay is.
Right. Well, look at Paris. Never mind.
Yeah, right.
Plus, Lindsay's going to have to start keeping track of the guys that she's with so she knows who to sue for child support when it's all over, right?
Who is she with? Who's Lindsay dating now?
Currently, I don't believe she's seeing anyone, Dang.
Oh.
There you go. Make a phone call. There you go. If Lindsay can't hold on to her passport, though, Do we really want to trust her with a kid? Wow. She will leave that kid in France
at the Cannes
Film Festival.
Where's a baby? Lindsay, look at me. Where is a Where's your passport? Oh, my God.
That's not good. Yeah. She puts a diaper on the passport, tries to hand the baby to the customs officer. It's a mess.
Nice.
That might not work.
Robert Pattinson of Twilight fame. He's the vampire from Twilight.
Oh, yeah.
You don't see a lot of black vampires in these movies, do you? I noticed that.
But I'll
just Eddie Murphy.
I'll tell you what. I just started. Have you heard of this Harry Potter?
Yes. I'm familiar with the Harry Potter series.
It's on my Cinemax, and it is amazing.
Right.
I like those movies.
Right. I think the seventh one is due out soon.
Is it? I didn't know that.
They've been out for a while.
I just saw the first two.
And the books preceded them.
Their books?
There are books.
Ralph, it's your time. Yeah. Excuse me.
No, I'm good. Rob Pattinson apparently is on a road trip with his buddies.
Okay.
He wants to see America. So he and his friends are doing a car trip across America. So far, he's been spotted in California, New Mexico, and Lubbock, Texas.
I would never hang out with a guy like that because he's a bloodsucker.
Oh, I had to do it. Come on,
no,
it was there.
You didn't.
Come on, man. He's a vampire, bro.
Put that in the file. Put that in the file.
But does he have to come back?
We have a would you like to take that back file, and we're going to put it in it.
It's
the next
your time, Ralph.
All right.
Go ahead. Thank you. I appreciate it. He's traveling incognito, apparently. He's grown a big furry beard for the trip, and they're hanging out in college bars and trying to stay under the radar.
Yeah. In college bars?
Yeah.
It's great.
Because you're not going to run into any Rob Pattinson fans there.
I hope no one recognizes that I'm Rob Pattinson under this beard I've grown, fellas. Let's go play some pool in this college bar because I'm Rob Pattinson from the Twilight series.
You fancy that bloke in the beard in the corner? Do you know who he is? He's Robert Pattinson. Robert Pattinson.
Yeah. So far, his favorite part of the trip, the Buddy Holly Museum.
What?
That's what he says.
All right.
That is not an American.
It's true.
I've been there, by the way.
Yeah, of course you have.
It's in Lubbock, Texas.
Yeah. Whatever. Move on.
Oh, God.
And James Franco has come out of the closet to announce that he's not gay.
Okay.
Franco apparently thought it was important to put it on the record that although he loves playing homosexual roles and has no problem tackling them, he simply just doesn't swing that way.
What do you mean by tackling them?
He likes to tackle homosexuals, okay. Kevin. That's right. What I meant.
That's what I thought. I think he means he likes to wrestle them partially clad, sweaty, oiled up, until he gets that roll down. It's your time, Ralph. Sorry.
Also, he wants to know that he's not a big fan of marijuana. You'd like to clear up that misconception as well.
He plays a great stoner.
He does play a great stoner, but apparently he is not a big smoker.
You don't see a lot of black people.
My bad.
I thought it was interesting that he chose the Advocate gay magazine to give the interview that he's not gay. By the way, which was weird.
It's
kind of
funny.
There was a gay a gasp heard around the world. The Advocate said he was just playing hard to get, though. They have not given up.
Gay for pay.
Sorry, Ron.
My time?
His time.
My time.
We should remember that.
Go ahead.
And speaking of actors and substances, Kiefer Sutherland apparently needs a new TV series. He has too much time on his hands.
He just finished 24.
I know, but the New York Post reports he was spotted at a joint called Gaslight in New York the other night. He seemed to be a tad overserved, as they say.
He can drink.
Could not walk his way to the bathroom. Could not manage to get into the bathroom on his own power. Mm-hmm. The manager had to have his friends escort Kiefer out of the bar and take him home because he was a touch too
dry. I like a tad overserved.
He was overserved.
You want to kiss me because I'm overserved? You don't love me. I want to kiss you now.
Ralph, it's your time.
My time. Go ahead. Today's celebrity birthday is TV host Bill O'Reilly is 61 years old today. Joe Perry of Aerosmith is 60.
They're the same age?
Yeah.
Wow, that's
very
weird.
Different 60, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a very different 60.
Director Chris Columbus is 52 years old today.
Oh.
Made one of the Harry Potter movies, Steve.
Did he really?
There you go.
But have you seen the movies with the kids? He's a magician.
Yes.
Yeah. I think it's amazing.
Yeah.
And they always have the one black kid over, in usually in the dining hall scene.
Right.
Hogwarts. Hogwarts.
Put Leroy in the background. Action! Cut! Thanks, Leroy. That's me, man. You go home now.
Is that black magic? Any practices?
Look at that. It comes full circle.
See?
Nice.
Ralph, it's your time.
My time. His time's running out quickly.
Big Daddy Kane, legendary rapper, is 42 years old.
I like Big Daddy Kane.
Guy Ritchie, film director, is 42 years old. Ryan Phillippe, talented actor, is 36.
I like all those guys.
You do?
I like Guy Ritchie the way he divorced Madonna.
Hey, Colton Madge said you're an old hag. Get off the stage.
I liked him, man. He's a manly man.
He wanted
he is,
to.
Yeah.
He makes his own money. Didn't have to stick around for it, you know?
Because you know she was going to be all like, you don't get any of my residuals from my shoe line or my virgin bras. I'll take you to court. And he was like, keep it. Just get out. Just,
I'll pay whatever it takes to get away from you.
Exactly.
It's the best you can say.
Yes.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. You can see David Allen Greer, by the way, tonight and tomorrow.
Putting
at the,
it down,
Bray
baby.
Improv.
Hey, and go to improv.com. We're out of time, Dave. Sorry.
Wait, no,
I want to thank our special friends at Don Francisco's Coffee for providing coffee for the show this morning. For more information and a coupon, go to tastedonfranciscos.com. That's what I would do. How about that song we love so much every Friday, shall we?
Lisa, tell me about your relationship. Hello, is my mic on? Is my mic on?
No,
do you love that guy?
No. Don't bogart that joint.
Lisa, are you in love with this man? Why is everyone leaving the studio?
All right, somebody escort Mr. Greer out, please, would you?
Get your hands
don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Roll another one.
Yeah, boy.
Just like the other one.
What? Wait, what?
This one seems to be about to quit.
That is nuts.
And I need another hit.
16, 12, 1. Hello. Hello. In a mail, mother. Too much information and.
It's true.
Roll another one.
I'm pretty good with the penises.
Whoa!
Just like.
Shut up, white girl.
And boom goes the dynamite.
I don't have another cent.
What does the goddamn line say, Tony? What is the goddamn line?
Frank Lake gives me the willies.
Just pass it around.
Girl, what are you looking to tap that ass?
Shake it like a Polaroid picture.
Just pass it.
Well, that seems to be about all we have time for tonight, unless anyone has anything else to say. Has anyone anything else to say?
Woo-hoo!
Salam, suckers!
One, two.
Let's go home.
So you can run and tell that, homeboy.
Bye. See ya. Late.
Bye.
See you later.
See you
later.
See you later.
Good to know you.
Ten. Everybody still awake? All right, big finish.
Okay, by my watch, it's margarita o'clock.
106.7 KROQ FM and HD1. Pasadena, Los Angeles, Orange County. Rock of the 80s, HD2. The world famous.